Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
No place to go, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. It's show number 1371. You want to hear something funny? Who wants to hear something funny? Raise your hand if you want to hear something funny.
I want to hear something funny.
I'm in, Steve. From an inside source. See?
That's Pam, just so you know.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm just lovely.
Pam's covering the roads today?
Yeah, because Mary Vandeveld is gone for the weekend.
Oh, I thought we finally got rid of her.
No.
Because of her attitude.
She's just gone for the
kidding,
weekend.
Kidding, kids. Kidding. Here's what's funny. I heard from an inside source yesterday that there's a chance Mike Madigan will appear on this show.
Ooh.
Isn't that funny? That's not happening. Lou's call. First call thing. Lou's first call. Coming up. You want to sit on hold for a little bit? Feel free, because your big reward will be that you get to talk to Lou before anybody else does, and you can ask whatever question you have about your house. It's Big Mom's Day. It's Mom. We do this every year, and we celebrate moms on the Friday before Mother's Day. And we used to bring in, food and booze and moms. I think we're down to two or three moms coming in.
We've got some moms that may call other shows.
We've
got some moms that are busy, but we've got four moms coming in. But all of them, none of them eat treats or anything. So
that was the thing, because Dave from the Polo Cafe in Bridgeport, just one of the great guys in the world. Dave would come in with this plated, beautiful, catered breakfast, and all the mothers would go, "Oh, I couldn't eat anything."
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm not hungry."
So we've eliminated
that. "Oh, that's beautiful. Just set it here in front of me, and I'll look at it."
Yeah.
That's my impression of a mom.
That's pretty good that you've added a new voice.
See, that's just disappointing. I mean, come on. You came all the way to the Steve Cochran Show. Have a little breakfast. Treat yourself.
Oh, no. You guys eat.
It was, I think, 2 years ago, somebody brought in a coffee cake type thing. And between my mom, Steve's mom, and Andrea's mom, they split one little, finger of it.
Yeah.
It was
half a slice.
Why are we bothering here? So. Yeah.
My mom may or may not be bringing something sweet in.
Wow.
I just like the idea your mom's coming in.
Good point.
Karen. Yeah.
6:13, let's do that top 6 at 6 right now.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
Well, it's costing us more than ever to have Carmen fill in for Dave Hennett because President Trump raised tariffs on Chinese goods, and Carmen's Chinese. I don't know if you know that. We had him shipped in from Beijing overnight.
That's one of my great heritages, Steve.
$200 billion of Chinese goods being tariffed at a higher rate this morning and moved to tax nearly all of China imports is on. Moves, I should say, and Beijing has tried to renegotiate a proposed trade deal, but not so much so far. In a unrelated story, but one that I'll forget if I don't tell you now, there is sourced reporting out this morning that one of the North Korean asks for in Kim Jong-un's summit with Donald Trump was, Carm, this is for you.
Yeah.
He wanted several professional basketball players to come to Pyongyang to see him. As part of the deal.
Rodman wasn't enough.
Rodman and a few friends was not enough.
John Sally.
But how great is that? We will denuclearize and not threaten the rest of the world
if you send me
the Golden State Warriors.
There you go. We could send them all the injured ones. They're not doing much.
But it's like a Dr. Evil thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like Mike Myers wouldn't write that because it's too stupid.
Do we know the response to that, by the way?
They said no.
Okay. Yeah, good.
In an unrelated note, I saw a video of Dennis Rodman helping a robbery yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, in Florida, I think. Yeah.
Helping rob something?
Yeah, he stood in the way so somebody could steal something at a little boutique.
Really?
I'll get some more details on that before I keep spreading that news.
Yeah, before you throw
it. But it definitely was him. And, yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but the Bulls are available.
Next. Tim Anderson announced his plans to donate $500 to anti-violence work with every base he steals this season. He's asking fans to do the same. Any fans that donate $50 or more will be entered into a giveaway to win a game-used autographed base.
Tim Anderson's just awesome.
He's a good guy.
He's done a ton in this city. He's a part of a violence prevention program called Becoming a Man.
That's part of this.
He's a winner on and off the field, Steve. One of and you know, baseball doesn't matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever, but it's just worth noting there are 72 African American baseball players. He is one of them and the only one on the Chicago White Sox. I think it's awesome what he's doing.
72 out of 675, 80, 90, whatever it is.
Right. A lot of baseball players.
It's really amazing.
8%.
Yeah, the African-American impact on the game is down that far.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Rodman, it was a yoga studio in California. He told TMZ he didn't do it. But the
women, what were they stealing?
He distracted the women while another woman was stealing items.
A towel?
No, clothing. There's.
Was she part of Rodman's group?
Yeah, and she was putting stuff in her purse. I'll show you the video. There's a video.
Yeah, there's no chance I'm going to watch it. So you tell me the story.
Go ahead.
He was always good at setting a pick. So if he
that's
was
exactly
the distraction.
What he's doing. He's standing there with his hands crossed like a pick. It's
bizarre.
I know.
You know, people do steal a lot at yoga studios. They go in, they don't bring their towel. It costs like $2 for a towel. They somehow like sneak their way to the towel place. They don't pay for the towel, and they end up taking the towel home.
So you're telling me do not open the Cochran Yoga Studio that I was planning on opening this weekend.
Yeah. I'd have good security, Steve.
Next. Uber's public offering, the stock in the ride hailing company, will begin trading today at an estimated $45 a share. Valuation's up to $82.4 billion. That's a little less than investors had hoped, and no small part due to some very bad press about Uber in regards to security. Next. Researchers who in 2015 correctly predicted where the Zika outbreak would strike in the U.S. say the country's next big measles outbreak could happen in... Anybody? You know the answer. You can't say.
I do know the answer.
I've read it too, Steve.
You can't say that. Anyone?
America?
Cook County.
Wow.
The next big measles outbreak right here. Not in this room, but nearby.
Did the Zika outbreak actually happen in the U.S.? Wasn't there like...
No, it was South America.
Right.
And then it spread to South
America.
Just like Florida and other places in...
They predicted because of the patterns of travel, you could predict where Zika would end up coming into the country.
Ah.
We do have the world's busiest airport, so it's not hard to imagine, right?
I guess that is true, right? Oh, here's in Cook County.
So let's get some vaccines, people.
Okay. We should do that. We should make that part of TSA PreCheck. You can go through the fast line, but you have to get vaccinated.
There you go. I like that, Steve. That's actually a good idea.
Why do you say it like it's the only one I've ever had?
That one's a better one than like Moober or whatever.
Lincoln Park Zoo is getting a lion house. Going to cost $35 million. Includes food, a zip line, but no lions. Lions are going to be added later?
Well, we're going to get our lions are going to head over to Kansas City.
Why are our lions going to Kansas City?
Because they need somewhere
to be. Touchdown, Kansas City!
And then they will. We're going to get new lions. And it reminded me of when we had the fish tanks in this building, and then they took away the fish tanks, and they said you could go visit the fish at the...
At the shed?
Yeah. So if you got to go see these two sister
lions...
By
the way, how would we know that they actually transferred our fish to the shed?
Right?
I mean... Because you go to the shed, Pam, you go to the shed. Our fish could be at a Red Lobster. We don't know that our fish ended up at the shed.
Yeah. Does anybody know why they took the fish out of the lobby?
Attitude problem. They didn't like the way the fish were looking at us.
Actually, they added benches down there, and people just sit there now. And I'm like, I wish the fish tanks were here so these people weren't just sitting.
Only you would notice that people are sitting on those benches.
Yeah, it's bothering me.
9-year-old male Sahar and 5-year-old female sisters Kamali and Zalika will be moved in coming weeks to the Rolling Hills Zoo in Salina, Kansas City. Why are we giving our lions away?
Yeah, well, they need to play. They're going to be under construction. You know how hard it is to live through construction.
Well, can't we get them like a place downtown?
Better weather in Kansas City, Steve. Better barbecue. They're happy.
And finally, do your mom a favor. Let her sleep in Sunday. Just take care of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the breakfast in bed idea, unless it's a cute kid delivering it. Because who wants to eat in bed and, you know, like a full breakfast?
Yeah. My siblings and I had a breakfast in bed idea for my mom when we were younger. And we woke her up and said, hey, happy Mother's Day. Come downstairs and make us pancakes.
I don't don't think you got the full point of the day.
Nah, we just followed Christina. She was the one. She's the mind behind it all.
6:20. That's your top six.
That's it.
That's all today for the top six at six.
No more.
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's First Call.
Recently voted America's sexiest guy named Lou. Hi, buddy.
Good morning.
That's skinny Lou.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, how much weight have you lost?
28 pounds.
Oh, you're two from your goal.
Yeah.
The last two are the hardest, Lou.
I was in Las Vegas all week at the National Hardware Show, and then I stopped in L.A. to have a birthday dinner with my daughter.
Well, there's no food there.
And I actually lost a pound while I was in Vegas.
Hey, good for you.
Really good.
You know what that means? That means you've changed your ways.
I have.
Now, I've lost a couple pounds over that, and as you know, I'm trying to get down to my birth weight. What's your goal?
My goal is 30 pounds.
To be 30 pounds, to lose
not
30.
Not to be 30 yeah. pounds, just to lose 30 pounds. But yeah. I mean, it really, you know, I can't stress this enough to, obviously I've been doing the Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating Program, which has really been the reason behind all this weight loss, and it's worked so great for me. But I really never thought that I was going to get to where I'm at right now. You know, I just turned 55. And I think a lot of us settle for like, well, you know, I'm 55 or I'm 65 and this is what it's going to be. And my overall goal is to get off of my blood pressure medicine. And I don't know if that's going to be the case. I mean, my doctor is going to make that decision, you know, along with me. But as of right now, everything's right where it should be.
Well, I'd echo that, too, because I was 57 when I decided I didn't want to drop dead and was tired enough and all of that. And honestly, we make it harder than it needs to be.
We sure do.
I mean, people ask all the time, they go, what's the big secret? Here's the big secret. Eat less, move more. That's the entire program.
Right.
Eat less, move more.
But so much of it is just within our reach. You know, I was listening, flying back, I listened to John Williams' show, and he had a whole conversation about the cost of drugs and how, you know, there's going to be some new thing, and when you watch ads, they're going to tell how much they are. And people were calling in about how much they spend on their medication.
No, it's outrageous.
It's outrageous. And I mean, I'm self-insured, I'm self-employed, and so the medication that I take currently for my mild hypertension costs me $3,500 a year.
Yeah.
Now that's pales by what some of the people were calling in to GN talking to GN.
Well, I mean, think about it, because you're lucky enough to be in a position where
it's
a lot of money, but you can afford it.
Correct.
The vast majority of people are just, they're cutting out things that they'd like to do with their money. They can't do it.
Right.
Dangerous
stuff.
Is
it may or may not work for any of us, but boy, I sure do feel a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. And a real dangerous thing, your wife's chasing you around the house now.
She says, it's like I'm having an affair. I'm in so much trouble right now for saying that.
That's actually very funny. I hope your kids didn't hear it because they're going into
Happy
therapy.
Happy Mother's Day, honey. Right?
Right. And I'm like, you're not my mother.
Yeah. So, hey, Dean.
Category is things we don't want to hear our parents say for 200.
How is the weight loss going to affect you wearing that bear costume you always wear?
I think it's going to fall off.
Yeah, it's going to be loose fitting.
A new one, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be loose fitting.
Well, good for both of us.
Yeah.
Good for anybody else. If you're on the fence, no matter what it is you want to try to do it, I just think that it's never too late. And if you commit to it, but you know, again, and I tell people this all the time, I'm super happy about the weight loss. Talk to me on my 56th birthday. If I can be within 5 pounds of where I am, my goal, you know, a year from now, then I did it.
Yeah, that's the key. You got to stay with it. It's a lifestyle change that you have to commit to, and you have. Patricia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I am doing just fine, Patricia, and I'd like to know what you'd like to know from Lou.
Okay. Well, my husband is thinking about putting gutter guards up.
Okay.
So pros, cons, things to look for, maybe...
You're talking about your husband or with the product?
As a product. You know, I don't want my husband doing this. I want someone to install this.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant pros and cons.
I was just at the National Hardware Show, and I saw a bunch of examples of these, and some of the companies that you hear about on WGN Radio were all represented there at the show. Gutter Glove, Gutter Guard... there's a company called Spring Rock Gutter. Very good products.
I think Wendy and Bill do Gutter Shutter.
And they give you like a tube of lifesavers when you come over or something, which I think is genius because you don't have to fall off the ladder. The whole idea, yeah. If your gutters are in decent shape, meaning that you know they're not leaking, they're not in bad repair or anything like that, these types of gutter caps, the ones that are typically all aluminum, they're durable. Maybe they've got a small mesh over the top of the screening. Those are great applications for a home. And you tip the average home in the Chicagoland area, you can probably do for a couple $1,000s, maybe $2,500 on one of those caps. Some of the other systems, like there's a company called LeafGuard that I used to do ads for, that's a complete system that goes around your home where you can replace the gutters and everything. Substantially more expensive, but it's if you're going to replace your gutters and do a cap, then it's really kind of a comparable price.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
I'm a fan. I have no downside to it from the standpoint of being safe, not falling off a ladder. And I tell people this all the time, whether you do a gutter guard or not, it really doesn't have an effect on ice damming. If you have a problem with ice damming on your home already, gutter guards won't solve that. They may make it better. They may, in some areas, hold a little more snow, but they ultimately, it's a neutral aspect when it comes to that effect on a home.
And Patricia's going to get a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-8HVAC.
And Patricia, I always like when a texter takes advantage of knowing that I'm easy for a free plug. Corey at Lansing Building Products said he'd love to help with your gutters.
There you go.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Lou, what do you do about a pink blossom tree that's blooming but several branches are dead or dying?
Oh, I've got that same thing.
Well, if
did you do that text?
No, that's not my text, but we have one of those because the deer ate the branches.
Because I was going to say, you don't need to text. You're right here.
If the deer eat, if they end up eating a branch like and they eat the bark off of the around it and they technically girdle the branch and that's killed the branch, cut it. Cut it right now. If you can see where there's no blooming and try and reshape the tree, hopefully it's a type of thing that by cutting it, you won't create this, Picasso-looking tree. But if you're noticing that there are dead branches now would be the time to trim it, before the summer heat comes and the plant continues to grow.
Hey, Lou, my lawn looks great, but crabgrass will fix that soon. Crabgrass fix.
Yeah, I'm talking about that this morning. This is time to put a weed and feed down on the lawn. We're going to talk a little bit about weed killers this morning. That's really important, especially for a broadleaf application. The thing is, when you put a weed and feed down, you cannot seed the lawn. So if there's areas that you want to seed it, that product will kill the seed. So if you put that down this weekend, which would be a good one, you can't put seed down for about a month.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Happy weekend, my friend, and hugs to your wife, and good luck with that affair she's having.
Thank you.
See you later. That is our friend Lou Manfredini is coming up on TV, 6:34. We do this and come back with your headlines next and continue with the Big Mom Show. We'll tell you what moms are coming up, or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just surprise you on the Steve Cochran Show at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
All right, in no particular order, we start saluting moms with Faye Grzanich. Even though she's one of our favorites, Steve, she's not here today.
Yeah.
Was she mad at you?
I don't know. She's got some stuff going on, apparently.
I say we call her.
Pam, I do have her number. Yes. I don't know if Steve remembers.
She's taking the grandkids to school. Right. Isn't that right?
Yep. That's it.
And these are nieces and nephews of yours?
These are my twin nieces, Emma and Lily.
How old are they?
I believe they're 9 years old.
Do they realize how great their grandmother is?
I think they do, and that's why she's taking them to school.
Okay. What we're really missing out on is the very sweet accent she has.
The hillbilly accent is the way I refer to it.
It's a very...
It's the hillbilly accent.
And she's a twin herself, right?
Yes, your mom. Yes.
And what's her sister's name?
Okay, so my mom is Ethel Fay, and her twin sister is Edith Kay.
Ethel Fay and Edith Kay.
Yes.
It does sound like two people that
visited. I tried to book both of them, but Steve wouldn't have it.
So. It does sound like two people that would visit the Clampets.
Right.
At the big mansion.
Well, my mom, when she tells me she's going swimming in the morning, she always says she's heading off to the cement pond.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah, say hi to Jethro. Yeah,
exactly. Say hi to the critters.
We should also mention, you know, Mary Vandeveld is off today, and I don't think she timed it this way, but it's her first Mother's Day not having her mom around because she passed away last year.
That's
so,
tough.
Harriet was an awesome lady.
I want to mention the moms that work here at the Mighty 720.
Those are our MVPPs.
And I don't want to do it all then.
Okay.
I'll spread it out.
Okay.
From our fine sales department, the lovely and talented Wendy Listick.
Yeah.
Peggy.
Whoa.
I'm just going to start applauding for everybody over
here. Peggy.
Wendy.
My pal Abby Polonsky.
Yes.
And Mo Schifrin.
Oh.
I'm wearing is probably our newest big star salesperson.
Yeah, we stole her from a competitor. She was there for like 20 years.
Yeah, and we can't say what competitor it was. It was the mix because they were dumb enough to let her go. At 7:40, make it 6:46. Steve, I'm going to need your help here, Grzanich, because throughout the morning, I want to get Mark Carman marital advice from the moms on the show.
Oh, wow.
And all these moms that are going to be on have been married, in most cases, for quite some time. And even if they haven't, they have a lifetime of experience. And they can speak to marriage. Since Faye's not available, Steve, I know you're not married, Steve, but since Faye's not available, you have to give the marital advice to Carm. So what is your marital advice to Mark Carm that will be married? When are you getting married?
November 30th, Steve.
November 30th. Steve, what do you have?
First of all, I would say don't do it. It's time to call it off.
Wow.
Other than don't do it.
Thanks, Steve.
She's always right, Mark. She's always right.
Oh, look at Chris.
So whatever she says, she's always right.
Well, that's good advice.
And then also, don't go to bed angry. Talk it out before you go to bed.
Okay. What if she left angry? Should you go to bed anyway or just stay up?
Go find her. Make sure it's over before you go to bed.
Okay.
So we had a fight last night, Steve. You want to hear about it?
Yes, sure. I do.
So I was getting ready for bed because, you know, I'm going to be on the Steve Cochran show, and it's time to go to sleep.
What time was it?
It was like 9:45.
That's late.
That's legit late. Right. So I'm coming home. I had a little workout, getting myself ready. Chelsea's out. So
keeping yourself in shape for a younger bride, even though you're almost a dad bod steak.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I've got the lights off. I'm about to get into bed, and then I hear the door open. She's coming home. Now, what do you do at this moment?
Are you going to get up and greet her, are you saying?
Am I going to sit creepily in the corner on the chair, and when she walks into the bedroom and turn on the lights, there's this going to be this male figure, and she's going to scream. I went with the sit in the corner quietly as she... and then
Wait. Back up again. Yeah. So you're where?
I was in the bedroom.
But you don't live together.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out why this would be a
shock.
They're
spending the night at the same house.
Right. It shouldn't necessarily be a shock.
Well, you scared her.
But I could have been. I do a lot of things.
So the door opens.
The door opens.
So couldn't you just open a door or behind the closer? Hi, honey. Right.
I could have. But I chose to go with.
You chose to freak her out.
Yeah.
And then she got mad.
Yes, and she was very upset.
You're lucky you didn't get maced or worse.
Mace goes right to mace.
I mean, she was very upset for at least, I don't know, 3 minutes. I'm like, I am not going to apologize. This was fun.
So you did it intentionally.
Yes, of course. Come on. That's part
of
the
fun. I was trying to draw tie this all together. Oh, so she didn't find it funny that you scared her on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were the prankster type.
You got to be. I mean,
yeah, but you can't be in on this, Sandberg, because I see you in the hallway after 2 hours on the show, and you go, "Oh!"
I know. You seem to sidle up behind me somehow.
Sidle up behind you. You walk out the door. I'm walking towards you.
I know. Sometimes I don't know what happens. You make me.
See, I think a little playful hiding is fun.
I think I might be daydreaming or something, and then you pop into my eye vision, right. And it scares.
Oh my God, he's here! I'll tell you a story. That might make you feel better. Roommate in college. We lived in an apartment off campus. And
female or male?
This male roommate,
okay.
Who had a female girlfriend, and I wasn't a fan, and she wasn't a fan of mine. And they had a very regimented schedule, which included having sex every night around 11:30. Now, I, at that point, was doing a morning show, and they were loud.
Can't have sex at 11:30 when you have a morning show person around.
It's just not kind.
I mean, come on.
Right? So he and I were, you know, kind of at each other anyway. Why didn't it click to me that, of course, he's going to come over because it's a night in during the week. But I thought this would be hysterical because there was always a routine where he would go in the bathroom, then he'd go into his room before he went to bed. We all do that in some form. So I grab a butcher knife, and I mean a knife that's about 10 inches long, the blade on the thing. And I get into the shower and pull the shower curtain back. And the door opens, click, comes in. I'm standing behind the shower.
Oh, that's so not funny.
Wow.
I don't think all right,
it gets a lot less funny.
Okay.
I think so, it's hysterical. Go ahead.
At the exact moment I think it's going to reach peak, I whip the shower curtain back and go full psycho with the knife over my head.
It's her?
It's her sitting on the toilet. Oh. Let me say that didn't help our relationship much. I moved out about 3 months later.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is, congratulations. Yeah.
Not funny.
It's not a great idea by me.
Not a great idea. These things happen.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Happy Mother's Day weekend. Be nice to your mom.
Hey, can you, there was a little talking over Peg Pegler. She's one of our favorite salespeople, so we just want to make sure that her name gets said clearly.
I didn't know that. Well, of course.
And she probably has a little bit of a tougher Mother's Day.
Yeah, she's had a terrible year in a personal way after losing a son. And God bless you, Peg.
She still has a son, but still, yeah.
One of her sons. Yeah. God bless you, Peg. We're thinking about you, and you're an amazingly strong person. At 6:55, before we go any further, I think it's important to say that I have two moms. Mm-hmm. My mom that I grew up with passed away in 1999. So for Senya, it's a variation on Sonia.
Oh.
For Senya Cochran, I love you. I think about you every day. And she was just 5 feet of dynamite, man. She was 5 feet tall, and nobody messed with her.
My kind of woman.
Yeah. And she was something else. So anyway, thinking about my mom, as I'm sure many of you are. And by the way, we realize not everybody has a great relationship with their parents or a great relationship with their mom. And in some ways, that could make this day and this weekend or me yammering on about it tough. But just so you're clear, with respect to whatever you're going through, we also need to deal with the people who do celebrate this weekend. And, I feel for you in the same way that blessings and good wishes go out to all moms that are out there.
And if people don't know what to do for their moms, don't make them do anything this weekend. That's what you can do. You don't have to give them a present or anything like that. Don't make them do anything, though.
So is that really what you guys want?
Yes, because we do everything.
Yeah, I just don't know that I'm buying it.
This could be a little bit...
I think that's what you think you want.
No.
What you think you want is to be left alone to do whatever you want, but in fact, you want to be needed, and you want to be involved, and
no,
you want to be thought of.
That is not true. That's actually lazier on your guys' part.
How's that lazier?
Because if you get me a present, but I still have to do all my regular household stuff.
Well, you don't have to do any of it. See, this is one of my great contentions.
You do,
no, you don't.
If you have a household that runs well.
No, you have to do it because that's what you want for your household. It doesn't mean the household's going to be shut down,
Steve,
by the health department.
Well, that's, no, but okay. That's. I guess you're right. There's no law that my laundry has to be done and the dishwasher has
to be
done.
Can I go back
to
the grand example of making the bed? Making the bed. If I make the bed in a particular way, say the pillows are not in the proper place or whatever, and you have to come back and correct the pillows, and you feel like you're doing more work than you should, leave the pillows where they are.
Well, the guy that killed Bin Laden was in this week, and he makes his bed very specifically, so I think he would err on the side of the people that want it made a certain way. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm not arguing with him. I'd be happy to have this conversation with you, but that guy scares me.
She went to the Bin Laden guy doing Bunker Point.
That's going
to
be my... I'm going to pull that out.
That was her closer.
Yeah.
Rob O'Neill's his name. He did a podcast with it as well, so it's up and available at WGNRadio.com and on the WGN Radio app. This is the guy that killed Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. He was live in studio this week as part of the Your Grateful Nation folks, who he was a co-founder of, trying to get to... Navy SEALs and special operators jobs when they come home.
That was awesome.
Teach them careers. He's something else, yeah. So, all right, so at 6:58, we have many moms to celebrate, show moms, if you will, and extension to the same when we come back. And in the 7 o'clock hour as well, our friend Bridget Gaynor will be here. And we have two more moms coming up in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One mom in particular is about to add to the family. She's great, by the way. 6:59, and what's the deal at 7 o'clock? Well, that's where Steve Grzanich will be in the WGN Newsroom right after this.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Mama, happy Mother's Day weekend. Seven oh eight. Nothing like Steve mansplaining moms. Hang in there, Captain Fantastic.
That one. I took a screen cap of that.
Yeah,
that
well, I'm not. You probably texted it. It's probably from you.
That's in reference to me telling you what the moms want.
Uh huh. Uh-huh, yeah.
And that also then your little side rant about there's no law that the laundry has to be done and the bed has
Listen,
to be made.
There's 500 texts here that say you're right and I'm wrong. And every one of them comes from a woman who is going to remake the bed that their husband made wrong.
Yeah, but Steve, I think your heart was in the right place. I mean, people say they want to retire, but then when they get there, they don't want to just sit on the couch. And that's the same thing with Mother's Day.
What you're saying is we think we want to do nothing, but then we really want to do some of it.
Right.
Yeah, no.
All right, so let me jump to one of the world's great moms, and I couldn't be more proud of her and love her, and she's about to have another baby coming up shortly, and that would be my daughter-in-law, Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you so much.
If at any point during this call you feel tired and need to lay down, hang up on me.
Oh, my gosh. He won't let it go, you guys.
Here's the thing. I told Lauren, who is not only a great mom, but she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I'm going to say things that you know over and over again. For me, I'm going to tell you to take care of yourself. For me. But I think I've been pretty good about it, haven't I?
You've been very sweet. Very endearing. And just a little bit annoying.
A little bit annoying.
Abigail keeps asking me, I'm talking to your pops right now. Do you want to say hi, Pop? Okay. No, she didn't want to say hi, but she wanted to know who I was talking to.
She holds out on talking to you on air. It is like, that's incredible, Lauren, because she's chatty when there's no microphone or phone,
100%.
Well, she knows. I mean, look, she's not working for free.
Yeah.
She knows.
You got to get that girl a contract.
What's in it for her? An extra cookie? Yeah. I mean, come on. So, happy Mother's Day weekend, and I know we're going to see you guys later today, so everybody knows, you feel great, you look beautiful, and we can't wait for this new little boy to show up.
Thank you. Yeah, everything's been, knock on wood, going really well so far. Us nurses are a little more superstitious than we should be. It is also, like, National Nurses Appreciation Week, so shout out to all my nurses out there. But, yeah, everything's been going really smoothly, and we were just, Abigail and I were snuggling in the comfy chair this morning, and she's feeling her baby brother kick and move, and we're really excited. It's going fast. I can't even believe it, like, in less than 3 months.
Isn't it crazy?
We're going to have a little bit of a boy around, but everything's going really well. We're really excited.
And you and Ross have done such a wonderful job with Abigail. I can't wait to see you with this little guy, too. And by the way, Carms,
yeah,
Lauren, let me feel the baby kick, and I think the Bears have a kicker here.
I don't think
we need to keep drafting. This little guy's got a foot on him.
Okay. No.
Hey, Lauren, are you still able to hold Abigail with the baby in your belly?
Oh, yeah. She thinks it's funny. She's like, I'm sitting on top of the baby.
I have a surprise for you, Lauren. Joining us now on the phone, another one of the world's great moms, and personally my favorite, Maureen Cochran joins us.
Aww.
And what do I need to do to get her on the air?
Yeah, you're dangerous here.
You got it.
Without hanging up.
Hello?
On
Hello?
There you are. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lauren. Isn't this the best surprise ever? I'm Maureen. Actually, I really did win the mother-in-law lottery, so I'm very excited that you're my surprise this morning.
Isn't that nice?
That's very sweet.
That's very nice, Lauren. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Mother's Day. That's all I got.
I can't stay long on the air because I have to go rearrange the pillows after Steve made the bed this morning.
I must not have. How'd that work out? Hey, weekend plan is such that we weren't really sure what we're doing on Sunday. I just realized that we don't have anywhere to go on Sunday. So do you mind if I cook like I normally do?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. And I heard you and Mary talk about what Mother's Month stuff, and I think that changes over time. Like, I don't want to sit and do nothing. Let's find something to do. So,
okay. Yeah. There you go.
You know, when their kids are little and you're go, go, go all the time, then, yes, you want a day where you can sit and do nothing. But not now. So let's find something to do, Steve-O.
All right. And, Lauren, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
I'm definitely in that first season of life. I want to sit and do nothing. So I've asked Ross and Abigail to bring me coffee and bagels in bed.
Oh, see, that's the greatest.
Yeah. So, and then we're going to do church, and then we're just going to have like a fun family afternoon. I'm hoping the weather's nice and we can, like, you know, go to the park or something fun like that.
I want to know if when Maureen says, let's go do something, if that includes a tea time.
No, please. Yeah, well, it could a tea time if she enjoyed mocking me. No. Yeah, icy and iced tea time. All right. Well, listen, happy Mother's Day to both of you. I don't know two better mothers anywhere, and we'll have several more mothers on the show this morning. But, Lauren, thanks for doing this, and Maureen, thanks for mocking me.
Anytime, Steve-O.
So much.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you.
Bye.
See
you,
bye. There you go.
I love that. Steve-O? Is that she calling you? Steve-O?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like Steve-O.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
That's a good one.
And by the way, another texter says, just repeat after me, I love my beautiful bride. I'm sorry I love you. I'm wrong. You're right. I don't know if that's for you or me, Carm. Probably both of us.
I think I was at least a part of that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As far as, you know, you and Maureen have been together for a long time. So there's, and then your oldest child is 31. Amy's 31.
Maureen's 30. Maureen looks 30.
Yes, she does look very young.
That was.
Amy's 32.
Amy's 32, but I was going to say it was proven that Maureen looks very young the other day when one of our staff members asked if she was Ross's wife.
Yeah,
that happened. That person was fired.
But you've had 32 Mother's Days is what I'm getting at with Maureen.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you nailed every single one of them?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask her. I just know I'm really good at making the bed. Honestly, the last time I made the bed would be... Maybe the first time I made the bed. I don't make the bed.
Yeah.
Has she always called you Steve-O?
No.
That's
you should hear some of the things she's called me.
Steve-O sounds very affectionate, Steve. I like that.
Oh, listen, we're fabulous.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm very lucky. I'm extremely lucky. And you have no idea how lucky I am.
I want to know what you're going to do on Sunday now that she wants
to do
something.
I'd love to know. At 7:17. But how about Lauren? 6 months pregnant and a little boy on the way. And we're not naming him Archie, I'm told. Well, I don't know. I'm very excited.
No, it's impressive. And she's a nurse. I think she's got a current kid. She's having another kid.
And she's
working on sick people.
Yeah, and she said, I'm only slightly annoying.
I know. And then she's dealing with you. So there's...
Yeah. But I do. I tell her, you get enough rest, whatever. And if she heard all the things in my head that I want to say to her that she already knows, then she'd really be annoyed. So.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call...
The most valuable person on the planet.
We continue the salute of WGN Radio Moms from our finance department, Judy Tarmino. Is she getting taller, or is it just me?
She's not getting taller.
Robin Mulvaney from our...
I love Robin.
We love him. The idea that...
That's a ridiculous
statement. Yeah.
Traffic department, Julia Niles. From marketing, our friend Tabitha Green.
Yes.
Who, by the way, I believe has the most fashionable child.
Yeah, Liam. Liam is a star.
I love him.
There was a whole...
That kid's Instagram situation is going to make him a star by the time he's six.
Way too good looking.
And they were on vacation. They were on a European-type tour vacation.
Just like me at that age.
He did a lot of the photography, and he's got some selfies in there that were posted. Yep.
He did the photography?
He did. He's multi-talented. I think he speaks a few languages, too.
You know the closest I got to Europe before I started traveling? Epcot Center. All right. Other moms to mention here include the great Wendy Snyder, Catherine Lake, Lindsay Smithwick, Mary Sandberg. Boy, I don't know if you know. By the way, let's just stop now for a second. For all the stepmoms, and you're a fabulous mom. I don't know a lot about your family because you try to keep things from me. But what I do know is how much you love those kids and how great you are with those kids. You should be very proud of them.
Oh, thank you. And the reason why I get to have a good relationship with them is because of their mom.
Well, that's very nice.
The mom sets the tone, and so Shannon is, she allows that to be the case.
Another fabulous mom who I guarantee isn't listening now because of her schedule, Patty Vasquez.
Go, Patty.
The great Mary Vandeveld, Kim Gordon from our newsroom.
Kim.
And Anna DeVlantis, who is so in love with her little girl and her little girl with her. You know, Anna waited a little later on in before she had her daughter. And I don't know, I think she may be enjoying it even more.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we were at a thing last night, and there was a couple was talking about how they just had an eight-month-old that we know, and I think the husband is 46 and the wife might be 42 or something, and they were like, we know we started late. I'm like, you know what, it's cool. You don't have to explain to anybody
that
you didn't have a kid till 45 or you had it when you were 21. You know, it's cool. You just became a parent when you became a parent.
Absolutely.
You know? It's funny, though. People feel like they have to have, you know, like, I know I'm 48 and it's really late. You know?
It's a new world. The rules don't apply.
Yeah. Live your life for you.
Yep. Yep. There's all sorts of families, and good for you, all of them. Bridget Gaynor's coming in, speaking of great moms.
She's bringing in her mom.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jerry's coming in, and I think that I feel like she's going to give you a hard time. That's
Bridget's mom?
The sense I'm getting, yeah.
Hmm. She gave me a hard time the first time she met me.
That's how I feel.
Or why should now
Bridget
be
said
different.
It's going to be a hoot, I think is what the word she used.
We're scheduled to appear. Super Joe's mom.
Super Joe's mom's going to be here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't know.
Michael Heidemann's mom, Celeste. My mom's already here, so
yes,
she's listening.
We're going to make her go on the radio here shortly as well. And we're keeping an eye on the news and the other things we normally talk about here as well.
We were trying to talk, about Mark Carman's future mother-in-law, but she was a little shy and didn't want to join us.
She was adamant that she absolutely, positively did not want to do it, Steve.
Is that because she's still trying to convince Chelsea to bolt, or what's
could
going
be.
On there?
Highly, it's a strong.
Grzanich laughing at that.
Because I can imagine that. I can see that. I don't know why.
Why would I want to make a public statement for him? You know how I feel about him.
Well, there's still time.
She said that she had an appointment, and I said from 6 until 10? she said maybe next year if she has more notice. I don't think that the notice...
Oh, asked on Wednesday, I think.
Well, you know, it's fine. We've heard that excuse from moms before.
From your mom. She will say, oh, no, I have people coming over for lunch, is what she said. 2 years ago,
right?
But this, as you said, Mark, 6 to 10 a.m. lunch is at noon. You know, so
right.
I'm still in negotiations with my mom to see if we could do something this weekend because Maureen was great about it. She said we should do something with your mom, and my mom told my sister, "I don't believe in Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day."
That's what my mom.
Which,
says.
By the way, I think is another way to say I see enough of Steve.
That could be.
I hear him on the radio all the time.
You know, you were talking about the MyPillows there during the commercial. When I first started here, your son Ross trained me, mm-hmm. and for some reason, one of the things he told me is, you know, my dad has a closet full of these pillows at home. I was like, oh, really? It was just
well, look, I love this radio station, and I'm privileged to do this show, but the only reason I came back was for the MyPillows.
For the MyPillows.
Yeah, that's it. That's the truth. At 7:27, Mark Carman here for Dave Ennett, and the minute or so that we have here, Carms, I have prepared a wedding checklist, and I want to go down that later in the show to make sure you're set.
Really?
As an internet-ordained minister.
Oh.
These are the things I'm concerned about to make sure the... It's sort of like pre-Cana in an odd sort of really lame way, where we go down the list.
A non-denominational
pre-Cana.
Is this where you give your approval of the wedding,
Steve? I'm just trying to keep you...
This is like the training.
Yeah, this is training. Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
And have you guys decided on who's going to marry you yet?
It's still up in the air, Steve.
Okay, so I'm still in the running?
You're right there.
Okay. I mention I'm 9 out of 10, and the 10th one, the only one that didn't work out, was a guy that already been married twice before, so there was no chance anyway.
I have a ton of confidence in you, Steve.
I'm 2 for 2, by the way, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got 2 ordained ministers.
Yeah, well, when you get to 10, then tell me what you're hitting.
He's 2 for 2, and you were a backup minister.
Who'd you marry, Super Joe?
I performed the ceremonies for both of my sisters.
Yeah. Let's see, that's just, you haven't stepped outside the family.
Yeah, that's when it gets risky.
I mean, come on.
He's Italian. The family is everybody.
Yeah, okay, come on, man.
Well, that's okay.
I will tell you, a friend of my daughter's got married, and I did the wedding as well, but they also wanted to have a legitimate preacher there, and that legitimate preacher didn't know my story and said to me, I'm just curious, are you going to be putting on the robe and vestments prior to the ceremony?
I'm a stand-up comedian, sir.
Said, actually, I'm going to be using the sport coat and dress shirt instead. It's 729. We'll come back. I think I even wore a tie for that one. It's 729. We'll come back in a moment and get your headlines on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby fly.
743, we continue. Friday in Chicago, probably where you are too, I'm guessing. Show number 1371. A marginal weekend, which is going to lead to temperatures hopefully closer to 80 next week and beyond, so we'll finally get to May.
Are you making up the 80 part, or do you know?
Really? I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm at an age now where I look at the extended forecast and go, okay, well, it looks like we could get outside and check the crops.
Mostly sunny Tuesday and 70, 60 and mostly sunny on Monday.
There you go.
We're going in the right direction.
There we go.
Introduce your mom.
My mom is here. Her name is Debbie Sandberg.
Hello, hello, hello.
Debbie, how many times have you agreed to do this? It's like three times, right?
I think this is the fourth.
This is the fourth, yeah.
And the first time you came in, we had booze, didn't we?
We had booze, yes. Uh-huh. And then she didn't really talk, and my dad did all the talking.
But we also had like a catered breakfast.
Yes.
And then the second time, I think there was catered breakfast, no booze.
Right.
And then the third time was
There was a pastry
and water.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got nothing for it.
We got nothing because they don't eat anything. So she's, you know, they just look at it, as you said. So that's, she's in that category. Also, her birthday is on Monday. So.
And happy birthday in advance.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. And Bridget Gaynor's here. Hi, Bridget.
How are you? Good morning.
And before you introduce your mom, this is what happens every year. All of the moms, and by the way, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
All the moms would go, oh, I'm not hungry. got a $10,000 catered breakfast for four moms. No, I can't eat. I couldn't possibly eat. I'm not hungry.
Did I walk past the $10,000 catered breakfast?
That's a good point. Since you,
Bridget would actually eat. Yeah, but my mom was here 1 year. Marietta, Andrea Darlis's mom, was here, and who was the other mom? They all split one piece of coffee cake.
Well, I think it's my mother. My mother was here.
Oh, Anne. Yeah, Anne. Yeah. She came in. That was 2 years ago. Yeah. So we put an end to breakfast because they weren't eating it.
Yeah. So you'll like what you have in front of you.
My mom is the type, though, that she likes the thought of a spread. She just can't make a decision about eating it. So she's probably disappointed.
So this would be another one of these things.
Yeah, she is disappointed.
So this would be another one of these things we're supposed to just understand.
Yeah.
Like, have the food knowing you're not going to eat it. See, that doesn't work in a
It's
mom,
all about
mom.
The effort, though. Yeah, it's about the effort. It's a thought in advance.
This is why I'm tired. introduce your mom, Bridget.
So my mom is here, Jerry Gaynor. Next to me. It's very exciting.
And Jerry, it's nice to see you. I saw you at the big Bridgeport. I'm stuck in Bridgeport. At the big event at the theater. What was it?
Beverly
Arts Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you look fabulous. And you've had 47 children. And they all seem to be doing great.
They are, so far. Knock on wood or knock on Formica.
And another new grandbaby?
Yes. Geraldine, named after me.
Oh, that makes it a favorite, right?
Yes. Number 17.
Number 17, really?
Come on.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh my gosh. You're never going to catch up with her, Steve.
17.
17.
So is that good for Mother's Day or not so much?
That's great. And Bridget's son is the first one, Finn, and he turned 17 yesterday.
That's
so
right.
We have
it was
17.
Like a golden grandchild birthday.
Wow.
How about that?
17.
Geraldine, is that the first baby that's been named after you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, it took them long enough.
Yeah, they went through 17 names. They ran out of options.
Yeah.
Well, we joke, my sister who Sheila just had the baby, Geraldine, and when Finn was born, my entire family sat in the bar across from Prentice waiting for the birth of the Christ child.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So
right. First
it was
one
the
of
old Fitzpatrick Hotel, and there's a bar in the basement, and everyone waited. In fact, Mike Flannery wandered in, and then he remembers Finn's birthday.
See, that's a weird thing, because I never... I know a mom, after having a baby, doesn't exactly want everyone in the world to come in because you don't feel good, right? You don't feel ready for visitors.
No.
Having said that, how do you keep an Irish family out of that situation? Did you have security guards?
You do not. You do not. I was just telling Finn. So, of course, kids love to hear the story about the day they were born.
Sure.
You know, it's all the good stuff. So I was telling him about this. Sheila, of course, is slightly bitter because she's like, yeah, when Geraldine was born, I think people sent me a text like, oh, my God, I'm so glad that happened.
Well, 17 deep. Come on.
So I said to Finn, I was telling him about the whole thing, and I said, you know, I had this, you know, you go in, you get induced, you try to have the baby, then I ended up having a C-section. And so at the end, you feel like an absolute beaten dog. And I told Finn, I said, Grandma walked in like, you know, looking awesome as she does, belt, scarf, lipstick on. And I remember thinking, I don't even feel connected to being able to look like that. It's so far away from me.
Well, Geraldine, what's the plan for Sunday?
Oh, well, there's a big Beverly Breast Cancer Walk in our
community. Look at you. Look at you. What about for you? It's yes. great that you're giving back, well, but what about for you?
It's coming down our block this year, so you're mandated to be out.
Yeah, but you'd be doing it anyway. You'd be doing it anyway.
Yeah, no, we usually walk it, but now this year it's coming down our block. They change the route it's always in Beverly, but they change
And I know
the
this all that makes you happy, but are you going to do something for you on Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We were waiting on the weather because we sort of had a bike ride in mind. Last year we went to theater on the lake. It was great.
Oh, very nice.
And so we were thinking a bike ride and maybe stop at theater on the lake and jump off the bikes and go in.
Have a drink. So two of my sisters they went to Paris yesterday for Mother's Day with 12 girls from our neighborhood.
They have really turned up.
Paris, Kentucky?
Yeah, exactly. So they all left. It started to be like a couple of them, and now 12 girls that all go to St. Barnabas, their kids all go to Barnabas, are all there. So it's me and my mom and Sheila. So we let our kids do something nice for us in the morning, and then we go off and do what we want to do.
Okay, so you're going to have your thing.
Yeah, you have the cold coffee and burnt
toast.
Yes,
exactly.
Right, and act like you're thrilled.
Exactly.
And then say goodbye to them.
What do your kids do for you, Britt?
Well, this is interesting this year. So they always breakfast in bed. You know, they try to figure out all that coffee and
is
all
that a good thing? I was talking about this earlier. You know, breakfast in bed seems like a mess to me.
It is a mess, but you know,
it's cold.
You have
always
to train
cold.
Them to do nice things. It's always cold. You're like, I know we're downstairs. It's not that far.
Right.
But you have to train them to do nice things. But my daughter yesterday has gotten into SoulCycle, my 15-year-old.
Oh.
So she asked if I wanted to go to a spin class, which I have never done. So I think it's...
Let me ask
you
a question. You're in fabulous shape. You look great. Having said that, is a workout on your list for Sunday?
Yeah, but let me tell you the way this works. So she's 15 and
say,
a phenomenal... It couldn't be a better girl. I wouldn't say, like... I don't get invited into a lot.
Oh,
so
I see.
If she was like, hey, do you want to go, you know, get your teeth cleaned? I'd be like, sure, let's do that.
You want to go hold up a bank? Whatever.
Exactly. So if she's coming up with an idea and proactively wanting to spend time with me, then the answer is going to be totally.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. Debbie, what are you doing? Or what are they doing for you, I should say?
Well, I think it's a surprise.
Oh, no, there's no surprise.
Surprise. There's no surprise.
Yeah, I like how your mom was hooking you into throwing a surprise.
I know. She says that, first of all, I have a family that doesn't celebrate Sunday holidays. Like, we celebrate.
They don't use that as an excuse.
We do. You know how our family is. And it always gets, because her birthday is Monday, uh-huh. and then my dad's birthday is May 26th,
mm-hmm.
and then Father's Day, we usually do one thing.
This just sounds like a world of excuses by you avoid.
It is not. Isn't that what... That's probably the rule my dad made very early on in our lives, and that's just how we it went from there.
So. All right, so if Mary Sandberg Boyle really wanted to throw you a party of some kind on Sunday, what would you like for Mother's Day, Debbie?
I think she'd like to go for a walk.
Well, don't answer the question. You're not her attorney.
Okay.
What would it be, Debbie? What would you like?
Well, you know, one year, her and Katie threw us a surprise 50th.
It was your 50th birthday and your 25th wedding anniversary.
So you'd throw her a Mother's Day party.
And I said, honey, it was lovely. I said to them both, but please don't ever do it again.
You know, I'm starting to see where Sandra gets this thrill of holidays and things. Don't the kids want to do something for you, or have they learned in the last 5 or 6 or 7 years?
Well, in the past few years, their mom... Shannon will bring the kids over, and they have brought me flowers and candy. They are not obligated to do that. It's very sweet of her to do, but they're every day is Mother's Day. They are kind to me, and they love me, and they say thank you all the time. So
yeah, just, you know, and we were talking earlier about the new families. There's no definition of, you know, there's no specific rules about what a family is. I think you and the kids' mom, you do an amazing job.
Yeah, we are we have a great relationship. So yeah. She's fabulous, and the kids are fabulous. And yeah. So
a lot of cases.
If we could just get sometimes my husband out of the way, then we'd be perfect.
Oh, stop. He's a delight, and you know it.
He is a delight.
751. Bridget, we have texters who would like me to occasionally ask you about Cook County when you're nice enough
about
to
the
do
the ostensible
show.
Reason
I think we
want to
ask Geraldine about Cook County.
Yeah.
I believe she's
Let's
got
Let's do
opinion.
That.
Yeah, so we'll come back and cover a little bit of that, too.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show. I know you're not scared of anything at all.
Don't know if Snow White's house is near or far away. Steve Cochran Show continues. Bridget Ganner's here. And Bridget is Cook County Commissioner representing the 10th District. And I haven't talked to you about Cook County in a while.
We have way more important things to cover. Communion veils,
right.
Mothers.
Right, right, right.
Stuff people actually want to talk about. Soul Cycle. Yeah.
But earlier this morning, there was a study that was released, and I'm big fans of studies. But
big fans of studies.
A study that
you know
released.
When someone says there was a study released, the rest of it's going to be awesome.
Well, the thing is, when a study is done, someone in college got a lot of money to do something. Whether or not it benefits society remains to be seen. But the same people that predicted the actual path of the Zika virus traveling to not only South Florida and other places are saying the next great measles outbreak in this country will be in Cook County.
Well, look, I have a lot of opinions about this, people not getting their kids vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. So, do they all involve with get your kids vaccinated?
They pretty much start and end with get your kids vaccinated.
Right.
I mean, if you want to homeschool and grow your own vegetables and never leave the confines of your house, I mean, I guess you're free to do what you want. But if you're going to be out in the world...
You don't get to spread disease to other people.
I mean, that's kind of like a basic.
How about money? How are we doing in Cook County?
We're doing okay. Decent bond rating, balanced budget, things are good.
And has President Preckwinkle returned to duty?
She has. We had a board meeting a couple weeks ago, and she was back and, doing her job like she always does. So it'll be, we're getting into the budget time, and that'll be interesting. And obviously, it'll be interesting to see what happens down at the state level. The county has some opportunity, although not much, for new revenue if they pass this cannabis stuff. We get a little bit iced out of tax revenue. I don't know. It was interesting because you felt like it was gaining momentum. Mm-hmm. And then in the Sun-Times...
What's cannabis? After it gains momentum, everybody goes, I'm tired, man. Who's got Pringles?
But she's doing what Eric Edelstein did on Thursday. People pointed out that he kept saying cannabis and you kept saying pot. And
weed, same thing.
MJ.
I know this a lot. I'm the only human being in the room that I think that hasn't even smoked marijuana in my life. So I'm really an expert. Well, Jerry and I.
Clearly.
Yes.
So, although this would be a day for surprises if that were not to be true.
So you're unclear on where
that
goes.
The county, look, the interesting thing, that there was an article in the paper where the speaker said, I'm not sure, this is controversial, I'm not sure it's going to pass. And since he doesn't really court the press, I mm-hmm. found that interesting. And then today...
He doesn't know the press exists.
He does. But then there was an article today about a poll that said, less than half the people support the passage. So I don't know if this is people pushing back on it, because it felt like it was a fait accompli.
Well, we're all looking for new revenue streams.
Yeah.
Gambling is also something that is being talked about in a very big way, in a very real way, for the first time in a long time. FanDuel, for instance, stuff like that online.
Sports betting.
Is this a big deal to Cook County?
So, look, if you think there's three buckets of gambling, there's a casino, mm-hmm. then there is sports betting and online and internet mm-hmm. stuff, and then there's video poker.
The booker.
Video poker that happens in bars. I am not a fan of video poker. In fact, one of the first things I did is we did pass an opt-out at Cook County. That was more to keep the city. The city doesn't have video poker.
Not a fan because
legally.
It's too easy?
You know what it is? It's... First of all, the deal that Governor Quinn made when they passed the Capitol bill years ago for video poker means a massive amount of the revenue goes to the guys that own the video poker machines.
Right.
So they talk about it as if it's like, oh, God, it's the bar that's sponsoring your kid's baseball team and
it's
the DFW Hall. First of all, A, they get most of the money. The bars don't get most of the money. And now those guys that own the video terminals came in and they create these things called cafes. It's in a strip mall. It's like some girl sitting behind the counter. There's a pop machine and some potato chips. It's no employment. It isn't about bars and restaurants and VFW halls.
It's about a few people getting rich.
Yeah, it's about, like all things, how do I aggregate the most money with the least amount of people? And we all know that it's not as if this is new money. People are spending money on video poker and they're not spending it on other things, including other things that are taxed. taxed.
Would you be open, or would the board be open to a casino outside of the one we already have in Cook County?
You know, look, I'm not a huge fan, but the thing about a casino that's different to me is, A, you have to build it, and people work to do that. Then you have to employ lots of people to run it. And in this city...
Or easier to regulate, too, because it's...
Easier to regulate. You can ban somebody who's got a poker problem, you know, a gambling problem. Also, my sister, you know, is an organizer with Unite here, and they are in that business, and they can, you know, give people a living wage who work there, as opposed to this other stuff that just really, you know, concentrates all the money in the hands of a few people that only...
Well, that's why I'm not sure, and we'll get into this in deeper detail down the road, but I'm not sure how FanDuel and the like of FanDuel really benefits the state and the county.
No. I mean, look, everybody wants to find new revenue, but it's just like with marijuana, you know, especially having a couple teenagers. Like, I don't love the idea of this becoming that much easier for people to get. I completely agree with the idea that it's over-criminalized in certain places, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's a negative, and there's expungement provisions in the bill that's being passed, and Kelly Cassidy and Heather Staines have been very clear on trying to make it less onerous on people that get arrested. But, you know, there's no free lunch here. There's always.
How do you feel about Denver decriminalizing mushrooms this week?
I feel okay about that. Actually.
I'm not talking about mushrooms in an Italian restaurant.
I don't want to get deep into it on the radio, but like I don't feel that bad.
Did
about
I mention
that.
Your mom's here? And just because you're a grown up doesn't mean she can't ground you.
Yeah.
Now your mom is one. Jerry, you're one of the most politically savvy people in Cook County by far. How do you feel things are going?
Well, I read that report today, too. It was interesting, and it was only 2 months old. Like in March, 60% of the people wanted it, and now in May, 46% want it.
So it's going in that direction.
Yeah, and I, you know, like Bridget, I thought it was kind of a done deal. You know, don't talk about it anymore. It's going to pass, but maybe not.
Is that the deal with politics when you get to something that you feel like is a done deal? Shut up about it if you want it? Is that
like
a political secret?
Yeah.
There's too many other things to discuss.
All right. More mom stuff coming up, too, as you guys continue to fix the show. In the meantime, at 8:02, we'll come back and get the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom up and running with Steve Gersanich right after this. Joe's sister is on the phone, and I thought it was to wish Joe a happy birthday, but it turns out Christina is only calling because she loves Dean. Good morning, Christina.
Oh. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Christina.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
I love you, too. What can you tell us that's super embarrassing growing up with Super Joe?
Oh, I can't wait to tell you this story. I'm the oldest, then it's my sister, Annie, then it's Super Joe, and then we have a younger brother, Bobby.
Okay.
So when my sister and I would play, my mom would say, okay, Joey has to play with you. You have to play with Joey. And we're like, fine, but we're going to play dress up now.
Oh, I love where this is going.
Yeah. So we would just force him to, you know, wear frilly dresses. And one of my favorite pictures of him is in this purple satin gown.
Oh.
And he has like a black straw hat on. It's a classic.
You have to send that to us because Joe wants us to post it. What a sweet, sweet thing, Dean, when a family comes together.
I love the emotional moments on this show.
It's always great when a family comes together to the point where somebody calls up and goes, if I could use my brother or sister or mother or father or whoever to meet Dean, that would be really swell.
I'd like to tell a cross-dressing story about my sibling.
I don't think Dean doesn't have one. That wasn't just a reference. By the way, we have so many different moms in studio and friends of moms. And we could union.
I just yelled at my mother. I know it's the Mother's Day show, but she was talking in the studio, and I just yelled at her. I'm sorry. I really yelled.
Just can't stop being a producer.
Hey, pipe down.
Producer first, daughter second.
Yeah.
So. Super Joe, your mom's here.
She is.
Yes. And she baked for the program.
Yes. She baked brownies. And there's frosting.
That's a mom thing right there.
You know, we should get you together with Dean, because Dean is quite the cook.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
I would love that.
That would be great. Dean, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I enjoy always when you talk about cooking and grilling out on the patio and so
on. Thank you. Yeah, we made, I just posted the recipe for the amazing eggnog French toast that I made on TV yesterday. So it would be perfect for Super Joe to make for his mom on Mother's Day morning.
You are right about that.
Super Joe, do you cook at all?
I do indeed, yes.
What do you make?
I would say I'm a grill master. You know, that would be my forte.
But that's a guy thing. You know, it's heat and meat. You know what I mean? It's just the throw down, don't burn it.
But he does Pasta Wednesdays. I see pictures.
Judging your mom's reaction, I don't think she bought that, Joe, just to be honest.
He does not make eggnog French toast.
Right.
I saw something.
This French toast is so super easy to make, Super Joe. You'll really impress mom on Sunday.
Maybe or if you don't, you'll be an even bigger disappointment. I mean, it'll be
right.
One of those two
either
things.
Or.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But you know what? Throw in a rack of ribs with it.
Yeah, you know, and I have other siblings that can do the baking and French toast making.
So, all right, that's 8:17. What show business stuff do we need to cover today, Dave?
We are going to cover, we've got some new movies that are opening, but we've got maybe the biggest entertainment story of the century. The Korean boy band BTS is in town this weekend. Two shows at Soldier Field.
Now, am I still opening for them?
You are still going to go out there and do his sukiyaki tribute, which really has nothing to do with Korea whatsoever.
I come out, I do like 45 minutes of stand-up because the kids really want to see that right before the big BTS show.
Yeah, the 12-year-old little girls love Steve coming out and doing topical humor.
Anybody in from Seoul? By applause.
What's up with that kimchi?
So that's news.
That and plus I'm going to tell you about the BTS pop-up store that just opened. Melissa McCarthy is in town at Carbondale this weekend. I'll tell you why in a few minutes. And Steve, we have the latest Kim Kardashian, Kanye West baby news to share with you also.
Yeah, they're using a caddy this time, right? Someone else is carrying a baby?
Somebody else is carrying the baby.
That's called a surrogate.
What? It's not a caddy?
No, it's not a caddy.
It's really the same function as a caddy, really. I'd like the five iron, please. Is there such a thing as a five iron? Not even.
Yeah, no, it was well done. You got it, sure.
Okay.
Bridget Gaynor is busy working as opposed to just enjoying her time here with us.
I'm doing both of those things. Right? I'm enjoying it.
Is there a fire you had to put out right now?
There wasn't a fire.
Just checking.
I was reading the gossip stuff on the internet from Politico. Shea Capos. She's doing really good. Do you read Shea Capos in the morning?
Yeah, but not during the show.
Well, okay. No. Busted. Wow. That was hard. I was trying to come up with something more interesting to say. That was it. I was like, you know, I feel the pressure.
But, you know, Dean, what Bridget doesn't realize, we find her fascinating without her phone.
There is life without the phone.
There is life without
the phone.
It's
funny. Steve,
although, in her defense, during some of the slow moments, I do Sudoku during the show.
Dean,
but no one can see you, so that's half the
problem. Does anyone still do Sudoku?
There's six Dean. People in the studio, and then there's Dean on the line, and Steve chooses to talk to Bridget, the one person who's engaged in something else.
Yeah, because I'm a child.
Yeah, that's what
and
was
if
calculated.
I can pick on somebody.
You can bust me.
Why not? All right, so we'll come back with everything Dean just mentioned, and we'll talk to some more moms here, too. Oh, by the way, Dean, yesterday on the show, we were talking about moms, and I forgot to ask about... Did I ask you about mom advice yesterday? I don't think I did.
I don't remember if we talked about it.
Great piece of advice your mom ever gave you.
The greatest piece of advice my mom ever gave me was, that's too much salt.
Well, you know what? That is good.
We were cooking together.
That is very good.
You know, there's this it's kind of Greek lasagna dish called pastizo. It's baked macaroni, delicious. Mm-hmm. And my mom, I think my mom's recipe is the best ever. So I said, let's cook it together, and you can, you know, so I can, you know, keep the recipe going. I've never made it, and I want to make it the way you make it. So I made the mistake of making it with her, and she must have hit my hand with a wooden spoon. Literally, I'm a grown man. It's like hitting my hand with a wooden spoon because I was putting too much salt or I was doing something that was not to her approval.
Well, here's the thing. One, it's funny that she did it. Two, it's funny that you think that she thinks of you as an adult. I mean, you're still her little boy.
I am her baby. I'm her youngest. That's true.
Sometimes she'll look at you and she'll go, I've got to get to a pediatrician. The boy is losing his hair.
Why isn't this baby growing hair?
Back to the Steve Cochran Show. Mamma mia,
here I go again. Having a nice Mother's Day weekend kickoff here. And we go and ruin it with ABBA. Does it show again? Shocking behavior. Bridget Gaynor.
Oh, that's to make Dean mad, though.
Yeah, my favorite movie musical.
Dean doesn't like the Mamma Mia.
Yeah, it's too bad you couldn't find the Pierce Brosnan version of that song to play.
All right, let's run through. And by the way, if you have any comments on any of the show business stuff, moms, and I mean all of you, just
what other moms are there today?
We have Bridget Gaynor.
Uh-huh.
And Bridget's mom, Jerry. Okay. And Bridget, of course, a fabulous mom herself. Well, I'll ask her kids. Just showing up just seconds ago, Super Joe's mom is here, and Karen actually brought brownies.
Brownies with
so
frosting.
She's sucking it nicely.
Yep.
My mom is here, Debbie.
Right.
Debbie Sandberg. And I yelled at her already, Dean, because she was talking in the
she
studio.
She really did.
Yeah, so I kind of grabbed her arm.
Gotta keep him in line. You gotta keep him in line.
And representing the Super Step Moms is Sandberg.
Hello.
Very lovely.
And Michael Heidemann's mom will be here, Celeste.
Oh. And did we say Pam? Did we talk about Pam?
Pam, holler, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not in her
she's
spot.
On the chair to accept her lauding. All right, before we get to the movies, what's number one on the agenda?
Number one on the agenda is BTS being at Soldier Field Saturday night, Sunday night. Steve, the good news is that tickets are available still for both of the shows at Soldier Field, 7:30 both nights.
They've obviously peaked.
They don't know you're opening yet.
those of us in the BTS Army will be out in force. We can't wait to get out there with my fellow BTS Army mates, or whatever you call them.
I'm glad to see you're so committed to this army.
Because there's nothing creepier than a grown man hanging out with a lot of teenagers and screaming at a Korean boy band who'll be coming out on stage.
Just tell them it's BTO. Say, no, I'm going to BTO.
Yeah,
and then
you'll,
it won't be so strange.
It won't be so creepy.
Yeah. It'd be really weird, though, if he's yelling at a group of young Korean boys, do taking care of business over and over again.
But here's what's going to really be super creepy. When I show up at the show wearing my BTS merch that I'm going to go get at the BTS pop-up store that's open now through Monday at 114 South State Street. Oh, you try to beat me to the front door before they open it today.
I don't see it happening.
At 10 o'clock, where I'm going to get my BTS Army scarves, my BTS Army tumblers, sippy cups, hoodies, jackets, hats.
And all, I'm guessing, at a very reasonable price.
I'm sure, I have not seen it, but I'm sure that they're very, very reasonably priced. I will be wearing the BTS Army leggings today, and we'll be bringing back for you all BTS stickers and badges that you can also wear.
And by the way, a lot of people are saying, really? A grown man in leggings? But no, it's not out of style.
Mm-hmm. No, it might be chilly but on the lake.
I can teach you a few Korean greetings because, as you know, it's my native language.
But, like, for example, now, I'm not going to get an interview. I've already been turned down about 20 times.
Well, here's for example. Say, wait, if you want to say hello. Annyeong haseyo.
Annyeong haseyo.
That's hello.
Okay.
If you just want to say hi, what would you think it would be?
Hi.
No, it would be Annyeong.
Annyeong.
It's just a part of the other.
Annyeong.
How about good morning? Good morning. Well, you're not going to see him in the morning. How about long time no see? Orian manayo.
Wow. I'm impressed that your bilingual ability.
Google.
We don't know that he's pronouncing it correctly.
It's and as
we,
close as you're going to get. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, we also don't know if he's really telling me to say your mother looks like an eggplant.
All right, enough of these shenanigans. Item number two.
Item number two is Melissa McCarthy, Pride of Plainfield, Illinois.
Yep.
Who is going to be getting an honorary doctorate degree at SIU in Carbondale tomorrow.
Well, it's nice.
It's going to be at the commencement. It'll be an honorary doctorate of performing arts degree. She did attend SIU back in 1988 as a fashion design major. Her husband is from Carbondale, so it's going to be a little bit of a homecoming for them tomorrow. Very nice.
Do you think Jenny's jealous?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's
do they
cousin.
Get along?
I've never heard them speak overly fondly of each other.
Well, what is that about?
I don't know.
Geraldine seems to know. Let's hear.
Go, Geraldine.
Just imagine their high school years. Yeah. You know, Melissa kind of.
Melissa,
know,
heavier chubby, girl. Yeah.
And Jenny just.
Yeah, the cheerleader. The
Playboy cheerleader.
Playmate. Wild, kissing everybody.
Yes.
Which reminds you, like, don't be the girl that peaks in seventh grade. Because it's looking like it's working out okay for Melissa McCarthy.
It is working out okay. Well said by you. All right, next.
That's good mom advice right there. Kim and Kanye.
The weird thing is she said it to her son, Finn, this morning. Don't be the girl that peaks
in seventh grade.
Yeah. Kim and Kanye's surrogate, or as Steve likes to call them,
caddy.
Their caddy.
Yeah, the caddy.
Is apparently in labor as we speak for the fourth child for the Kardashian-West family.
It's a full package, all right? North, South, East, and West? That's all four names?
Well, there is the 5-year-old daughter named North, the 3-year-old daughter named Saint, the 1-year-old daughter who's named Chicago,
And then this one's blanket.
So this one could be Elston Avenue. I don't know. I don't know. Pick a diagonal street.
All right.
Here comes Clybourne West.
That's not a great name, but, you know, it is what it is. And do we know if Kanye is allowed in the labor and delivery room to ruin things?
I don't think so. I don't think either of them are actually there yet. The apparently just went into labor. The
They're busy. They're the Kardashians. They've got stuff to do.
You know, if
they'll run by later and pick up the baby.
They have a surrogate. What's the rush?
Usually that's mapped out ahead of time in your agreement. If you know
what time
the
you show
level
up?
Of participation.
Yeah, whether you can or
labor
cannot.
Labor doesn't mean you're going right to the hospital, right? There's I've never actually had
it could
kid,
take a long time.
Yeah, so that's
in a surrogate situation. Shouldn't you have a pull up window where you just hand the baby right out the window into the car?
Do you think he could replicate like his Taylor Swift Beyonce thing where he's in there with the actual surrogate who's doing the work, and then he talks about a surrogate who should really be there and do a better job?
Oh, well done.
We like someone else who delivered a baby better than but just isn't here.
We have a nurse in the room.
Two nurses.
Karen and... Oh, Geraldine's also a nurse. Nurse. Okay.
All right,
Geraldine
so,
did...
I used to work in labor and delivery.
And are surrogate families welcome? Or do you wait till after the baby's born?
Do you know, in my years of working in labor and delivery, I never had a surrogate.
What would your guess be?
I would say it would be up to the... up to the
group. Each case is very different, I think, right?
Yeah
I suppose
right.
so. I guess if it's all right with the mom.
Sure.
Yeah. More the merrier. Right. Jerry, what kind of nursing did you do?
General nursing, general floor.
Okay.
Me too.
And would you let the surrogates in, or would you go sit in the waiting room?
I'd let them in. Yeah.
Yeah. More love, the better.
If I was a surrogate, I wouldn't let anyone else in. Or someone else. It sounds like a good idea.
If you were a surrogate, would you let Kanye West anywhere? I'm thinking no would be the answer there, probably. You got a couple movies you want to run by?
I do want to tell you about this movie with Diane Keaton and Rhea Perlman called Palms. It's a movie. It's like Golden Girls meets the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Senior citizens. They all live...
Have you not seen the promo?
They all live in the same retirement home. It's a bunch of older women who have always wanted to be cheerleaders, and now they get to live out their dream.
And, it's like setting women back another generation. Yes. Like your ultimate goal in life, if you've lived an entire life, you've done all things. Yes. You know what still is not fulfilling? I wanted to be a cheerleader. Really?
What's wrong with it? There's something you've always wanted to do.
Not cheerleader.
But that's it.
Not That's cheerleader. It.
Well, I'll maybe say that- Mary Vandeveld is so excited about this movie because she's a dancer. So I think that she was a cheerleader as a young woman. So she wants to be. She can't wait to see it. And well, Jasmine Cooper also very excited.
Dean and I are doing an older guy version of Step Up. Speaking of dancing movies, and it's actually called Get Up.
Right.
Yeah. It's just us getting out of a chair
and stay up for some period of time.
Exactly.
Get up. .. Eventually.
Sometime before the movie ends.
Right. There's also this Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie that's kind of cute.
Oh, God, man. There's two hot choices right out of the gate.
People who grew up with the Pokemon Pikachu phenomena, they're super excited. And it's actually a good movie. Ryan Reynolds does the voice in it. It's kind of cute.
What's he got going for him, by the way?
Not that much, really.
Rich, funny, good-looking.
Yeah. Married to Blake Lively.
Yeah, yeah. They're having another baby.
Yeah. Seems happy. He's funny.
And
couldn't be more supportive of him.
He wants to be a cheerleader.
Well, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah. There's also the movie called Tolkien, the story about J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote Lord of the
Rings. Why so many R's? Do we know?
That's what his parents named him.
Yeah.
All those R's are legitimate. There's 17 of them.
Do they stand for anything, or are they just R's?
Yeah, no. It's like Ronald, Reginald something.
Rickshaw.
I forget. Forget all the R's, but they all do stand for something. And it's also a very nice movie. If you're a Lord of the Rings Hobbit fan, you learn a little something about the guy that wrote the movies.
I don't see you going to a Hobbit movie.
Nope. All three of those you just mentioned, I would never
know.
And she is a huge movie fan. Like,
have you got anything that Jerry Gannon is willing to see this weekend?
Well, what kind of movies do you like, Jerry?
Well, I really like all, but you know what I'm noticing? I went to the show all the time, and I haven't been lately, and I hate to say it's Netflix. Hmm. You know, I think, don't you think Netflix is
ruining the theater experience?
Yes.
Yeah, because why would you leave
Jerry
the house?
I'm with Jerry on this one. Yeah, I don't go to the movies. I don't need to hear other people chew while I'm enjoying this film.
Yes. Don't you hate the recliner thing?
I don't
it
at all.
People take their shoes off and they put the recliner back.
That's nasty. She's right.
They're breathing in the room. There's a lot of breathing. It's like, ugh, let's all stay home.
And there's always somebody that falls asleep in the recliner.
Clearly.
And they have food.
But enough of
who's that person? I was going to say.
No, it's too much. You can't sit up straight for 2 hours and watch a movie.
That's what I'm saying. I feel the same way about an airplane. So do not get comfortable on an airplane if you're near me, because this is, we're here for transportation. We're not here to take a nap.
Amen.
Bridget, I didn't know if I could tell you this publicly, but Sandberg is Jerry's real daughter. Yes.
I'm the sixth child.
Wow. That's your worst one. You can't take a nap in an airplane?
No. Sit up straight.
Sit up straight and be miserable until we land.
Don't take your shoes off.
Yeah. No, you're right about
don't
that.
Don't take your shoes off.
And don't breathe either.
Did you ever see the show The Good Place with Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he's trying to determine who should go to hell or not, and he's a questionnaire. He's like, do you have a vanity license plate? Okay. And have you ever taken your shoes off on a commercial airliner?
Right.
And you do want to say to people, we're all smashed.
It's not your house.
Too much.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Karen, you have a movie you want to see this weekend?
None of those.
Well, Dean, you're a huge failure. But thank you for doing the show, as always. Are you on the radio Sunday?
I am, with my mom sharing her famous yogurt recipe.
Oh, that's fantastic. It involves a heating blanket.
That's right. Exactly.
Sure. I'll be listening.
Her famous story. She'll have that. And while she's on the show, I'm going to make sure she takes her shoes off, make sure she reclines in the chair. She can do any damn thing she wants. She's 96 years old.
In front of her, a whole thing of chicken.
Exactly.
All right. Get as much cellophane wrappers as she can and rattle them all up.
How to Ruin a Movie. It's Dean's new book. All right, we'll come back. Get your headlines next, 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl.
Talking about my... All right, the Mom Show continues. At 8:48, and let's go live to my mom. Good morning, Mommy. Hello, how are you? Are you there? Hello, hello.
Don't start with me. You always get off on the wrong foot, don't you?
I just know how much you like my Queen impression. I thought I'd do it for you again. Hello, hello, Mama, hello. Hello?
Are you done now? Are you finished?
Hello, is this on? How are you, Mom? Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you. You know I really don't like Mother's Day.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier because my little sister reminded me that you don't believe it should exist.
No, I don't. I don't care for it at all. I think it's because I gave you up for adoption, and so it was a day of mourning for me. Ooh. And then you came back into my life, and it's still a day of mourning.
So really, it's a win-win for you, is what you're saying,
in a
weird way.
Not that you didn't bring, you did bring a few perks with you.
Yeah, you're talking about the kids of Maureen and Lauren and Abigail?
Yes.
And baby to be named later?
Wonderful family. You also had a fat wallet.
Yeah, and,
you take me a lot of fun places. Mm. And I'm trying to think of a few other good things, like, you were potty trained.
Yeah, that is positive. One. But I've got to tell you, what you're describing, I sound like quite a catch.
You were quite a catch. Oh, my God. Broke both my arms when I tried to catch you.
Ba-dum-bum.
We went to, my mother and I went to see Paul Reiser last week. And I had a great time. And I was a little bitter because I've never seen her laugh so hard at anybody. And there's a moment where I look at her and she's having a great time. I go, this is great. Look how much fun she's having. And I thought, she never laughed that hard at me.
Actually, the truth be known, I giggle at you all the time.
Okay.
Not that I'm laughing at you.
Close one. Do you have any questions for my mom, who is a semi-regular on the show?
She's made herself less regular than regular lately.
I wonder if she's doing another show. Do you have any thoughts on that? Is she on the squad?
I don't think you should be talking about my regularity. That's my personal business.
That's a fair point. That's really a fair point.
I see where you get it.
I know. They're like two peas in a pod. And when you guys went to Paul Reiser, did you end up eating or not eating? Because we were all concerned about the time of the show.
Not eating.
Not eating. So did you eat beforehand or just a snack? Or
I had my vodka tonic in the lobby, and that's all I ever need.
Right. She had a vodka tonic, and I had a bottle of water, and we sat on comfortable cushioned chairs waiting for the show to start. Had a lovely conversation, I thought. But yeah, I forgot, you laughed at something related to me because you'd never seen me do it. Was it holding your vodka tonic? Was that what it was?
It was the first time you've ever bought me a drink. You know, that being a teetotaler that you are. Everybody thinks you're so much fun. Oh, let me tell you, out of the limelight, there's dreary, dreary, dreary.
Listen, there's nights where I'm up till 9:15, 9:30, easy. You know that's
true. No, actually, this is not very nice to take up airtime insulting you, because quite honestly, you know I love you very much. And if I don't know if you heard the other morning when Bill and Wendy were talking about how much they miss their mothers.
Yes.
And how much they wish they could be here to, you know, enjoy their grandchildren. And I thought, you know, I am so lucky. So, well, in all honesty, I do love you.
Well, thank you for that. And I love you, too. And, you know, we're blessed, right?
We sure are. 16 years together, which is really terrific.
It's amazing. It really is.
I guess you're getting your license this year then, huh?
Yeah, well, she's got to get me more hours driving before I'm certified. And I talked to Representative Feigenholz earlier this week about adoption, and she's great, and she and I have worked on a few things together, and that podcast is up, I believe, right, Super Joe? Feigenholz podcast?
Yep. It is up, and you can get it on the WGN app is the easiest if you go to Steve Cochran Show. It's right there.
All right. Now, I know you don't believe in Mother's Day, but if Maureen and I and Amy come to the city, could we at least come by and see you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. You're bringing gifts.
All right. I'll put you on hold. You can tell me what you need. Love you, Mom.
And happy Mother's Day to all those lovely ladies in the studio.
Well, it's nice. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tell you what, we casted for so long to find her.
Job well done.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I was blessed because I was loved by you.
You were my strength when I was. You were my voice when I couldn't speak.
Carms, you may not know this about me. And the risk of you thinking less of me.
Yeah.
Very good chance you'll hear me singing this at the top of my lungs. I've had this happen where people pull up at a red light and they recognize me, and I'm singing this at the top of my lungs.
I would. That makes me like you more, Steve, I'll be honest.
Because you love me.
It's so good.
You remember a movie that was from?
Titanic?
No. It's from a movie where the Michelle Pfeiffer, I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer, wants to be a newscaster, and Robert Redford is the news director at the particular TV station where they both work. Am I right about that? Yeah. I can't remember the name of the movie.
You sure it wasn't sung in Titanic?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. All right. It is 8:57. Michael Heidemann does a wonderful job for us here on the show. Michael, would you please introduce the young woman next to you?
Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah, this wonderful young lady is my mom, Celeste Heidemann.
Hi, Celeste.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you're from Crystal Lake?
McHenry,
okay.
Yes.
But say hi to all your friends in Crystal Lake. Huh?
That's right.
Celeste is nice enough to come to one of our Crystal Lake Row Theater shows in the past, and I just offered her comp tickets to make up for the ones she paid for in the old days. Was Michael a good boy when he was growing up?
Yes, he was. Very nice.
He's a very
wonderful guy.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
I guess you deserve all the credit for that, but he's very respectful. People really seem to like him around here, which makes me think he's hiding something.
No.
She'd be the one to know, I guess.
Yeah.
Growing up with all those years. Yeah. And she was really good at waking me up in the morning. I think that's the one.
Was he tough to get up? For.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Did you sing to him? What'd you do to get him out of bed?
Said, good morning, Michael. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, my mom would come in and sing.
Oh. Aww.
Good morning, good morning. Shut up!
Yeah.
You know, it's very early. Very, very early. Well, can you hang around for a little bit?
Sure.
We have brownies. We have water. We're really treating the moms really well. By the way, those brownies. Carm, have you tried the brownies?
Yeah. Mama Joe, with the, she gave me two, Steve. That was.
She must like you best. But Super Joe, your mom Karen's brownies, you could solve wars with those.
Yeah, yes. Just wait till they really kick in, buddy.
Oh, really? Secret ingredients. The movie we were talking about before was Up Close and Personal. You guys remember that?
Oh.
Robert Redford? So, and by the way, the moms all here this morning, check out the gallery at WGNRadio.com and on the WGN Radio app. Now, this fine-looking gentleman here, Mark Carman, is getting married in November. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of moms here, and the moms, moms with long-term, very happy marriages. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if you have any marriage advice for Mark Carman. Let's start with you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wow,
you
long
know,
pause.
You always hear that thing, don't go to bed angry.
You believe in
each
that?
Other. Absolutely not. I think sometimes you're so mad at each other at night about something, just go to bed. Don't say anything. In the morning, it's always better. You know?
Just let it sit out there, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Just,
it's actually a pretty good point.
Absolutely.
No, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah, I never believed in that. You know,
Bridget,
I've
marital?
Gone to bed a million times mad and woke up okay.
See, this was the advice I offered earlier, remember?
It's exactly what Steve Grisanti said.
Okay, and then it always looks better in the morning. Yeah.
Bridget, anything for Mark Carman?
Well, we talked a lot about his wedding, so I feel very vested in that. That's good. That's a good kickoff.
Bridget and I have bonded here, Steve. It's been big
it
the last
is.
Couple of months.
I had a lot of opinions about the wedding, but the you know, I think the key thing is just stay interesting to yourself. You know, stay being an interesting person and being interested in other things. I think it gets as you get older, it's easy to not be as interested in the rest of the world, and that gets boring.
Oh, so be an interesting person.
Be an interesting person in and of your own self, and you know. I think that's important.
And the great news for that is if your partner doesn't respond, it does open you up to dating because you're very interested.
Creates options. You always want to have options.
Seeking, striving, trying to become better, that type of thing. Is that true? Are we going that route?
But I think, interesting. Stay interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
More basketball.
I mean, don't get fat either, but stay interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Wow, you had so much going for you. Right up to that
it's
point.
It's like a good combo platter.
I got it. Options.
And Celeste, any marital advice for young Mark Carman here?
Communication. It's very good. And telling her how much you love her every single day.
Every day?
Every day.
You won't love her every day.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you could say that.
Well, 34 years, it's pretty good.
I'm impressed. Okay.
I don't know. I'm telling you right now, Bridget, your mom should write a book, and I mean now.
Oh, okay. So when I asked her to come on the show, when Mary reached out, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to say. And I told my sisters, and they said, are you kidding me? She has more opinions than anyone we know.
It's time to put them down in writing, because so far, you are the greatest therapist we've ever seen. We'll come back to the headlines next on 720 WGN. And hi to everybody on CLTV.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
There's nothing like a test of a mother's love, like when the son sitting in the basement is a wedding crasher yelling meatloaf. I'm so proud of you. All right, Bridget, I know you and your mom have to leave, but let's help Carman one more time on his wedding, because I know you enjoy this.
We just had a deep conversation over here, Steve.
All right, I have a wedding checklist. Let's just go through this quickly.
Oh, my bad.
Start a wedding folder or binder. I love the idea that you would have a wedding folder or binder. Do you have one?
Chelsea has that going on, Steve, yes. I haven't seen it, but I know it exists.
Work out your budget?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is it still in negotiation?
Oh, it's just everything that she suggests, I say, can we do it for a little bit less? And then I lose.
Okay. So that sounds like it's working out how you would expect.
Right.
How important is pick your wedding party early? I mean, because can't you disappoint friends later on?
Well, I had my sisters. So I had... I asked my sister-in-law, and she's like, no, I don't want to do that. Oh. All right.
Sandra, you know her?
Okay.
Oh, no, I think I would be good friends with your sister-in-law.
You have your wedding party
It's a
selected?
Lot of work to be in a wedding. That's
not
what I'm saying.
Really?
No?
I'm more just thinking about the bachelor party, Steve, whether we're going like to the Boundary Waters or if we're going to go to the U.S. Open. Like, that's all the only thing I keep on thinking about. U.S. Open, Boundary Waters.
We went to a bar. Like, two nights before the wedding, everyone went to a bar. That was the whole thing. And now it's like everyone has to get on a plane.
Go to Vegas, go to Mexico. It's crazy.
Yeah, now I'm going to give you one tip for the bachelor party.
Yeah.
It's two words. No glitter. All right?
No.
That's it. No glitter.
I'm down. Okay.
I don't think he can make any promises.
Start your guest list. You know how many people are coming.
We're in a rough estimation period here, Steve. Yes.
Because you have to, at some point, decide which of the relatives you're eliminating.
Right. And I have relatives who I'm sending things to, and then they start sending me all their kids' addresses and all that type of stuff. Oh, they're coming too. Okay.
Now, when we just told them you can't bring a date if it's someone you met that week.
Well, I don't think the groom should bring a date anyway. I think that's just awkward. Research photographers, bands, florists, and caterers. Are you having a band?
We're having a band.
Yay. The best.
Gotta wow.
Go. Yeah, we're going band, Steve.
I'm off the band.
Well, based on the fact that you're just a love song softy like I am, who did you pick?
I have no
Engelbert idea. Humperdinck?
It's, you want
Tom
me to,
Jones?
I'm gonna, it's the Chicago.
What kind of music?
They play it all, Steve. You can make requests. They do the whole bail.
Fantastic.
Chicago Sports All Stars or something.
How about photographers? You got a photographer?
We got a photographer.
He picked the photographer.
Tammy Leithan Photography is coming
she's
on
a
in,
sports
Steve.
Sports photographer.
But isn't there a thing now where, since everybody's got a camera on their phone, everybody takes pictures, sends them all to the bride and groom? Save you a bunch of money.
That's what I said, but apparently Tammy is like the greatest photographer of
I'm
all
not,
time.
Not, listen, I'm not, I want photographers to make all the money in the world. I'm just saying that's going to save you some dough.
I believe me, that was a discussion.
Do you guys have
lost
your
on that one
your
too.
Wedding hashtag yet?
Hashtag no, we do not. Okay. But is that a thing for real?
That is. Every couple has a theme with a hashtag now.
Yeah,
like Chelsea and Mark.
Like you would be hashtag disappointment to her parents.
No, it's like Chelsea check marks the you know like you get
hashtag Carmen and wife.
Oh, look what he did there.
Hashtag, there's still time to get out.
Hashtag, Grzanich is my guy.
That's not a pun. Come on, man. It's gotta be punny.
How about florist? You got a flower person, Carms? I'm over here, by the way.
I'm sorry. I was just so distracted by Super Joe
and how awesome I am.
Right,
hey,
yes, right. Exactly right.
No, I don't know anything about the florist, Steve. I'm rooting for fake flowers. I hear they're great.
No, you're not getting fake flowers.
No.
That's not happening.
How about this?
You don't have a band.
This is a nice flower right here. Yeah, why can't we bring these flowers? Won't they be still good in November?
See, another money saver, Carms, for you. There should be, because you work in television. In television, what you see is not what exists. In television, it can be a very tiny set. Looks like a giant room. Put a bunch of flowers in one area and have the photographer take pictures from different angles. You got flowers all over the room.
See, that's great, Steve.
There's a texter from the 630 that's taking the bachelor party to Six Flags next weekend.
So that's a good call.
There's an idea.
What are you, 10? Where are you going to Six Flags?
They have adult games at Six Flags. You can go to the, you know, the balloon thing, shooting thing. That's an adult
What about
thing.
A caterer?
Caterer? What would the caterer do, Steve? I'm bringing in, we're doing late night treats. I think I've mentioned this.
Okay.
Superdog's coming in, damn it. That's the one thing I wanted.
Do we have a wedding dress yet? And by that, I mean Chelsea?
We've been to many, many places, but apparently have not been able to make a decision yet on the wedding dress.
See, because I watch a lot of Say Yes to the Dress, so I know a lot about this. And your job apparently is to sit on the couch and look disappointed when, in fact, it just means you want to leave. Doesn't mean you don't think she looks beautiful.
I've not been invited to any of the dress trying.
Smart. She's a very smart girl.
Yeah.
Reserve a block of hotel rooms for out-of-town guests.
I believe that's being done, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sure it was done just, when you secured the venue, because it's at a hotel.
You just have no control over any of this.
Yeah, well,
as I recommended.
I want multiple hotel options for those who want
different
to.
Different price points.
Yes, we got.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Thank you.
Have you selected and purchased the invitations?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, don't watch Seinfeld.
Do we need to save the date, Steve? What do you think? Save the date? Can't I just email everybody?
No.
Do you know the Seinfeld episode where George's wife-to-be licks the envelopes, is poisoned, and dies? Don't watch Seinfeld. It's not going to be good.
Save the date are like, you know, if somebody wants to come to your wedding, they'll come to your wedding when they get a two-month invitation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how do you get out of it when someone's told you 6 months before?
Yeah.
Save the date.
I like, do you hear that? How do you
really
get out of
go?
It? I really am. I was born from her, I think.
Yes.
This is exactly what Geraldine and I are so on the same page.
Well, that's why in any wedding invitation, there should be a comment line that says, do you feel this is an obligation or do you really want to come?
Right. You were telling Geraldine how I kick people out of my house when I host family events.
Yeah, with light-up bracelets
because,
when it's time to go.
Yeah, because I like events to have an end time. And she said, but they keep coming back, right? So
haven't offended them enough.
Yeah, that's right. So there we go.
Do you have a wedding cake yet?
No wedding cake, Steve. We've got gelato cake.
I know somebody that could make brownies.
Oh, yeah. That's
Super Joe's mom.
Super Joe's mom at a very reasonable price.
Okay, we can well, let's talk. That's awesome.
Have you locked in the service? I mean, as far as readings and order of events and things like that?
Yeah, the ceremony's a work in progress, Steve.
Right.
I'm thinking about coming up with some vows.
When I do the services, there's usually a laser show, exploding cannons, things like that as well.
Okay.
Yes, Amber.
Oh, I just was saying we should break.
You're trying to get me to move on.
Yeah.
I'm not ready yet. Okay. Let's see. The vendors, the invitations. I mean, it looks like Chelsea's pretty much in order. There is one here, though, that applies to you. Show up.
That's the thing, yes.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of emails, Steve, about progress. I've been kind of deleting those. You know, they seem long, and they don't really want my thoughts. So I just, you know, and then I just assume that when something is important, I'll be told. And I don't.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to miss the one email he has to respond to.
Do you think that's wrong?
No, you know what she'll do, which is a smart thing? And he won't like something. She'll be like, I sent it to you. I said, get back to me if it's a problem. And you didn't get back to me, so here I am.
Yep.
Your team is just devious.
That's my favorite thing to say. I copied you on that.
You got that email.
Yeah. Just evil.
Right. You were told.
Evil.
So.
All right, I know you guys got to go. Jerry, thanks for coming in and playing.
Oh, I loved it. It was so
fun. It's great to see you.
Except getting up too early. How you guys do this.
Preaching to the choir. I'm 27 years old. Look what it's done to me.
I'd still be in my robe at the kitchen table.
Me too. But happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you know how much we love Bridget. Same to you, Bridget. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you very much.
Who doesn't?
You too.
Yeah, and we're going to make the rest of the moms stay around.
Excellent.
All right, go to work.
Have a great day.
All right, we're back in a moment.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
But now I am strong because I feel like I got myself. That's all I got in the end. That's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that.
By the way, we recognize that this may not be a happy weekend for everybody. There are some folks who have suffered losses that are tied to Mother's Day. And if you're the first Mother's Day, like Mary Vandeveld, without your mom, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. If you've struggled to become a mom and weren't able to,
right.
It's tough.
So we have Kelly Kitley coming on in a few minutes. And Kelly's a therapist, and she does that. And we thought we'd see if we can get some ideas from her on how to, you know,
make it easier for these people.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. In studio with us, Carrie Anton. We've had Carrie on the show before. She's had a very interesting writing career. Mm-hmm. It was the American Girl book we were talking about.
I believe it was the Ultimate Guide to American Girl or the Encyclopedia. I don't remember which one.
Were the American Girl dolls?
It was the Encyclopedia when we had her on. Okay. Yeah.
Were the dolls a thing when you were a little girl?
Yeah, they were. They had just started coming out. And
they were less than $100 then?
Yes, they were, because they were less than $100 actually when I started working at American Girl, but they were still more expensive than my mom wanted to pay for me. She wanted the dolls for herself.
I grew up with Carrie. She's one of my sister's best friends. We've known her since we were three, and Carrie grew up in a doll-heavy household, a lot of bears, but the kind you couldn't touch. Her mom would display all of these dolls.
Oh, they were keepsake bears.
Keepsake bears, and my mom was also an antique doll collector, and I hated
dolls.
You
also couldn't touch them. So.
Yeah.
So you could look at them, but you couldn't play with them.
No, and I had like a ton of shelves in my room that were all like my mom's dolls, and so like even that stuff, like I couldn't really touch the stuff in my own room. So
have you been able to pay your mom back somehow with that? Like have stuff at your house she can't touch?
No, that's a long story. Maybe my mom doesn't come to my house. So.
Is that the next book?
Yes, it's the memoir
coming out. Got it. Because you have this writing career, and because you, I assume, work out of your home.
Yes.
And work on your own a lot. I love this idea for the latest book, Me, Myself, and Ideas, The Ultimate Guide to Brainstorming Solo. Now, I mentioned you got to have voices in your head if you're going to brainstorm solo, don't you?
You definitely do. Yeah, and I have plenty of them. Also, thanks to my mom.
Again, that'll be the next book. But brainstorming is a big part of coming up with the right idea. And, you know, you'll get chuckleheads in any corporate environment who will go, there are no bad ideas.
Right.
We're going to be here for 12 hours. But you can do this and do it in an organized fashion and help yourself as you're sitting there by yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, we address so this is a co-authored book. So when I say we, I'm not talking about the multiple people.
You're talking about another human.
I'm talking about another human, which is Jessica Nordskog. So she co-authored the book with me. And in it, we actually talk about how there are bad ideas, because otherwise everything would be a thing. And but there are some good ideas that sort of look like bad ideas, like the RSS Bodie McBoatface, which mm-hmm. was a ship that was named, that basically they allowed the internet to name, and people voted on RSS Bodie McBoatface.
This is a real thing, by the way. She's not kidding.
No.
This is a British ship They said, we'll name it on the internet because some genius thought somebody wouldn't say Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
And then they agreed
That's
to do it. By the way, it's kind of like the same story of Brexit.
Yeah.
Somebody thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
So the obvious question is, how do you know it's a bad idea if you're doing it by yourself?
Usually we have a section in the book called Sit and Simmer, and that's not something we came up with. That's part of the normal brainstorming agenda in a group. And so it's the time when you will question an idea, and when you're by yourself, since there's not a lot of people questioning it, instead we encourage you to just kind of sit with the idea. Don't rush into it. Like, I always kind of joke that it's like getting a haircut. You know, like, I wanted to change my hairstyle completely, and so I just one day was like, I'm going to do this, and I went to a whole new hairstylist, and next thing I know, I'm wearing a baseball cap for about a good, you know, 2 months.
Right, you got to ride out that urge sometimes.
We call that don't hit send.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's put everything exactly down, but like, don't hit send.
Yeah.
Right, or at least until you thought about it, and then if it's still a good idea. When do you know you have a good idea so you don't sit and simmer too long?
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions in the book about how to sort of, I call it like the dating game almost, where you're running that idea through the paces, like, how much are you going to cost me? How much time do I have to give you? Are you going to suck the soul out of me? You know, that kind of thing. And so once you start answering those questions and you kind of dig in deeper, you'll start to see if that's the idea. Also, if it just kind of nags at you all the time to do something with it, it's usually a good idea.
Now, because you're brainstorming on your own and trying to come up with whatever your business is and to make the most out of it, is there a danger after you think you've got the right idea and you've simmered and you've done all of the right things to bring it up to friends or somebody else to have them, you know, I guess to look for approval?
Yeah, I think we all run into that problem. And that's the part in the sit and simmer that we're like, don't run out and tell everybody about this. Don't go out and buy the URL. Don't, you know, share it with the world. That's the time that's usually the worst, because you'll get a lot of naysayers.
That's a disappointing thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you're still going to have that regardless. I mean, I think people were still, I think my husband might have been like, this book is going to be about what? Like,
That's sweet.
Yeah, he's a very supportive man usually, but but he's a questioner. And so he just had a lot of questions like, well, why would you do this? And, you know, but.
Well, it's 2 books down the road. First exactly. mom, then your ex-husband.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to work
it. You cover some things about mental blocks in there. So
yes.
What's a tip for when you have a mental block?
So the one easiest mental obstacle getting over. What am I trying to say here?
Getting over the obstacle of a mental block.
Is to go for a walk. Like, it seems really simple and stupid, but a lot of times we're just so fixated at our desk or at our office, and so we try to find the answer online, and so we go to social media, and like, that will actually crush you more because you just get into like comparison mode. Whereas if you just kind of take a break and go for a walk, like, you create space in your brain, and I also think there's something kind of magical about fresh air that really helps with creativity. And so even just a short walk, 5 minutes, whatever, usually when I come back after doing so, like, I'm just like writing down a bunch of ideas.
Well, you also recommend yoga.
I do. Yeah, that's more for the sit and simmer phase. But there are creativity poses that you can do that are supposed to help increase.
Mine is generally this.
Yes. There is the corpse.
That is the face palm right to Steve's forehead, is what he's doing.
You got a big hands to cover my head.
There is corpse pose in there, so we didn't make it too difficult. You can just lie there.
Corpse is laying.
Yeah.
Right.
Corpse
right.
is just laying dead. So we took that approach too.
Props?
Props, you know, we don't use as many props, but we definitely give some advice on, like, you know, some people are just fidgeters, some people need to, you know, be busy, that kind of thing.
It's basically whatever fires up your brain, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of we do a whole section on what we call icebreakers. And so, unlike the, you know, two truths and a lie and a trust fall and all of that, like, when you're by yourself, like, all of a sudden.
A trust fall by yourself would be challenging.
Yes.
Some things you have to say no to.
I was going to say, I've done them before because I'm just a natural klutz and it hurts, so there's a lot of bruising involved. But you know, the icebreakers in our book are really more sort of creativity kind of activities. So there's a lot of like doodling and doing stuff even that you might have done in kindergarten, like putting a collage together out of junk mail. You know, it's just like, basically the idea is to get your brain out of like work mode and into brainstorming mode.
Yeah, and there's a thing going on that goes on in sports. I should say sports psychologists talk about this all mm-hmm. the time. And I'll give you golf as an example, because I couldn't suck more than I suck right now. And the idea is if you do something that you've been good at with some regularity and you're struggling now, and this to me sounds like brainstorming, correct me if I'm wrong, put yourself in a mindset position of a tremendous success you've had one way or another.
Yeah.
Run that success through your head and then see if that fires everything up to go down the right path.
So that's a big confidence builder too, because like when you're just feeling like, oh, everything sucks, like I'm not coming up with anything new, like your confidence is pretty shot. But you also touch on a good point there, because we talk a lot about perspective. So a lot of times it's looking at your creative challenge or dilemma from the eyes of another person. So we have a brainstorming technique that you can do at a coffee shop, and you start looking at like, well, who's sitting at the tables around me, and start making some assumptions and judgments. And you know,
that's fun too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so like
judging others, you get a talk show if that continues.
We encourage eavesdropping, but not actually bothering these people. So you don't know what they're doing, but you're going off of what they look like, what they're wearing, what they're, you know, what they're doing, and then making some assumptions about, well, how would this idea be affected by them, or how would they need this problem solved, that kind of thing. So it just kind of makes it gives you a perspective without having to like dream up somebody, because they're real tangible people right there.
Well, congrats on the book.
Thank you so much.
Out and available everywhere?
Yes.
And get two copies. You're careless. You might lose one. You'll have a backup plan.
Yes, please do.
And then download a third.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are available on Kindle also.
And also, we're going to give out your husband's email so people can send an email to him that says, na-na-na-na-na-na. Turns out I was right.
He is very supportive of the book now. He loves it now. So,
Me, Myself, and Ideas, the ultimate guide to brainstorming solo. Carrie Anton, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Headlines next, 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
We're going to get to Kelly Kelly in just a second. Down on 265 last time I looked, the president's announcement of heavier tariffs on Chinese goods is making the market a little seasick. We'll see what develops throughout the day. A lot of hours to go before trading closes. And as you know, I have one share of Google, so I don't want this getting messed up.
That's
for
right.
me.
That's right. And you almost bought some shares of something else last week, but you forgot. I think Lyft.
We were thinking about putting the newsroom money together here and buying at least one share of Uber, which is not traded yet this morning after nearly, an hour and a half? No Uber shares traded.
Well, the problem with ADD is I might have a really good idea, like I did with getting in on the IPO with Lyft, because I actually knew somebody, and then I forgot to call the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could have been hugely rich. Thank God I won the $659 at the Kentucky Derby.
He's still a winner.
You want to put some money into our Uber first share? All we need is $45.
If I take enough time, they'll be at $659 a share, and I'll be down to just one.
While you're online buying those shares, you can also check out the WGN Radio website and the Mother's Day gallery we have up of all the moms in studio today, including Karen Romano's brownies.
Yeah, and Karen Romano and Celeste Heidemann. But, yeah, no, I feel like I barely got a chance to talk to you guys. So before we let you go, first off, thanks for the brownies. They're ridiculous.
Yes, they are. I'm having a seizure right now.
Right, Pam? They're tremendous.
I'm going to have to eat the rest of it to stay awake, because like I had that sugar high and now I'm on a sugar low.
Is there a secret recipe to this that you'd have to kill us if you tell us?
It's not secret. I can give it to you.
Mm-hmm. It's not secret. She's not going to spill it right now, but it's not secret.
Of your kids, Super Joe is your favorite?
I think you've asked me this before.
Yeah, I know, and I'm still waiting for an answer.
You're not going to get one today, Steve.
Boy.
Not today.
Super Joe,
yes to me.
Super Joe, without getting too heavy, what's the one thing you really want to apologize to your mom for? Is there something you've done in the past, Super Joe, that you go, I really owe mom an apology for this? Is there?
I'm sorry I made the decision to be your favorite kid so easy.
You know, well done by you, Super Joe.
This well done. Good. Well done.
Do you have big plans for Mother's Day?
I do. I'm going out for pedicures with my daughters.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wow, left out again.
Oh, and lunch with my husband and my son, Joey.
Well, there you go. Later. Yeah, fantastic. By the way,
Surf and Turf, baby.
We love him. He's a great guy.
Thank you. I agree. He's a great guy. He is.
And once I turn the mics off, will you tell me what he really says about me behind my back?
Oh, he loves you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun.
Super Joe is a sweetheart. He, when I came in today, I had a Happy Mother's Day Marshmallow Dream Bar from Starbucks on my desk.
Wow. You know what? You know, honestly, in all seriousness, you know what's great about your kid? Here's what's great about your kid. You ask him to do something, and it gets done. You don't have to ask him twice. You don't have to remember you asked him. You give him a task, and it's done. And he brings creative ideas to the show. There were a lot of people that wanted the job he has, and we made the right call.
Very positive person, never says anything bad about anyone. Yeah. Throw that in there.
Yeah, and that's he's certainly not getting that from me.
I mean, I've asked him to talk bad about people for like years. Sure. I can't get a word out of him.
And Celeste, we told you how much we like Michael Heidemann.
Thank you.
Nice job by you. And can I count on you coming to our New Year's Eve special afternoon show?
Sure.
Because, I mean, it's right down the street from you. We're in Crystal Lake.
That's right. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming as well.
Thank you.
Shout out to all Celeste's classmates that texted in that they were listening.
How about
Crystal
that?
Crystal Lake area.
There you go. Happy Mother's Day, one and all.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Have a great
weekend.
Thanks
for having us. Thank you.
Our friend Kelly Kitley in just a second.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Kelly Kitley joins us. We love Kelly, and happy Mother's Day weekend to you.
Hi. How are you?
We're great. I hope you have big plans for Sunday.
Well, Renew Studio is having an awesome workout class called Strong as a Mother from 9:15 to 10:15.
I love that
title.
So
I'll be doing that with my sisters and my mom.
That title. The moms of the Cochran Show spending time this morning in the PPG Paints Green Room throughout the morning. We just wanted you to give us a couple of minutes slot on the fact that this is not a great weekend for everybody. And while it's a small minority of folks, certainly people that have lost their mom, and Mary Vanderbilt comes to mind, her mom passed this year. Mm-hmm. This is the first Mother's Day without them. Moms who wanted to be moms who couldn't have kids. I mean, you know the deal. People who don't enjoy this weekend. I mean, what do you tell them to get through it?
A hard time for people, and I think managing expectations is really important. And if there's somebody that you want to honor who is not around as a mom, or there's somebody who is a mother figure, you can focus your energy there. But also, you know, it is a time for some people to reflect and to look at their own relationships with their mothers, or people who wanted children who that wasn't a reality for them. Just remembering it's another day, and you know, if you're on social media, that could have a tendency to trigger more sadness if you're not in the best space. So don't torture yourself. Log off social media find something that you enjoy to just recharge and enjoy the weather, because it's going to be gorgeous. And not 80 like you said, but
we're getting there. We're inching that way. And as far as the rest of us go, you know, sometimes we'll try to say the right thing to somebody we know is hurting, and we end up saying the wrong thing. You have any advice there?
You know, everybody has a different perception of what they would want to hear, so there really isn't a right or wrong thing to say, but I think just being sensitive and acknowledging it is really helpful for people. You know, I'm sorry for your loss, or I'm thinking about you today, or I'm sending you positive vibes. I think oftentimes just not avoiding it is really helpful for people.
That's a good
point. I think also, Kelly, I've learned that sometimes when you're consoling somebody or just speaking, people have a tendency to say, well, when I was going through it, I did this. And you don't have to put your experience. Let it be their experience, and that's it, right?
Yeah, people are really well-intended, and that's the way they try to connect. But it's not about you. And sometimes just sitting and being with that person, you can't say the right thing sometimes. So just your presence is important.
So weird to hear the words, it's not about you, talking to me. I mean, you know, I tend to make it all about me. Kelly,
we all do, Steve. You're not alone.
Kelly, we love you. And Renew Studios, what's the website?
www.renewstudiollc.com.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Happy Mother's Day to the moms. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wendy. Where'd that
come from? It's not my birthday.
It was a month and a half ago, though. So,
Wendy.
Thank you.
You know, it's been, you know, by this time on a Friday, I'm just punchy.
Sure.
Your moms were all great.
Very nice women. Each and every one. Well, there was one that was not, but everybody else.
You talking about my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Your mom is God.
So funny.
Yeah, don't encourage her.
She really is.
She sucked me into the sympathy with giving you up for adoption, and then bang, zoom.
Took a shot at
right.
you.
Oh, it was so good.
That day was sad, and so was the day you came back.
There's the book title right there.
He was a boomerang, and not the good kind. Big plans for the weekend? What are you doing for Terry?
We're still discussing that.
negotiations?
Yeah, we're still
talking. That's perfect, because I can tell you right now, in Chicago, never easier to get a reservation than Mother's Day
open seats
on
everywhere.
The Friday before.
Yes.
The amount of people that are discussing what's happening on Sunday is incredible, that we've talked to today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That are still, plans are still in the works, as if Mother's Day just popped up out
of
nowhere.
Some of it's, though, depending on the weather.
Okay, so, I'll give you weather.
Guys, mothers plan things, so of course it wasn't planned in advance.
The whole system's down now.
Right. That's what we are. That's what we are as a gender. One giant computer glitch.
That's it.
We learned something from Steve's wife and daughter-in-law that there's different phases of life. Lauren is pregnant, and she's in the first phase where she wants to do nothing.
Yeah.
But then Maureen is in the phase where she doesn't. No kids are around. She doesn't want to do nothing. She wants to do something. So you have to know which phase you're planning.
Yeah, and I think it included me, but she didn't make that
clear.
She
did not. She said, she did say Steve-O, though. Steve-O.
I mean, either way, I hope she has fun.
And my favorite line that Summers, your mom gave, was that when she tried to catch you, her arms broke.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really not funny, but we're all laughing. So.
Well, we talk, I've talked about this on stage. We talked about the fact that, she never got to change my diapers. And I said, give it some time.
There you go.
Not that far away.
There you go.
What are you doing on the show?
Because it's Mother's Day, Steve, mm-hmm. and Wendy and I don't have moms, Skippy from Family Ties will be stopping by.
No way.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of people on Family Ties thought he was a real mother.
Yeah. That's why that's the tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Are you doing something special on Sunday, or are you still waiting for the plans to come together by the idiot men in your life?
I want to get a tattoo on Sunday. Another one. I know this is weird, but I
it's not weird. It's your choice.
But I want my boys to record their voices, and then I want to take the sound wave of Michael and Dylan.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you just take a picture of it and then have the sound wave put on my arm.
I didn't know that. No, Bill, you can't do arm farts.
Oh, you can't?
That's a totally different
thing. That's what that was.
So that's what I wanted. Well, I mean, they do make talking tattoos. I don't want that. I just like the look of it.
It's kind of cool. I'd like a talking tattoo of Abigail when she goes, "Hi, Pops!"
You can get that. I think they're called talking tattoos. Where would you get it?
I don't know, but it'd be great the day she's getting married, and I just have a little button on my skin that I push, and it just keeps firing. I like the idea that I so understand the technology. It's a button they put on my skin.
Right.
Yeah, see you, buddy.